Why? What's your mission? Why are you here? Mission Impossible thing. You know why? Because I want to know, what is your mission in life? Why are you here? What are you doing? Why are you even being bothered? Why? What's your purpose? Are you just existing? Are you trying to be a part of a bigger picture? Are you a leader, a follower, a provider, a lender, a borrower? Are you a planner or a part of a plan? Are you sitting on the sidelines? Are you in the big game? Do you want to make a difference? Are you a teacher? Are you a student? Are you a problem or a solution, a problem solver? What's your mission? Do you have some burning questions you want to discuss about these topics? Let's talk about them this evening. You know who I am. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Lacoute Design. Yes, Anais. Design. Say that with me, Anais Lacoute Design. What is your purpose? What is your mission? Yes. I'm going to be broadcasting to you worldwide on this Tuesday, September the 21st. A Thursday, too, September the 21st. And you can call in at 845-241-9985. To be on the air, you can Skype or listen in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Hutsville Radio or through text. And in case you miss it, you can listen to past episodes on demand at the same website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Hutsville Radio. Welcome, worldwide listeners. Come on and join me. Join us, join we, as we get those burning thoughts and those questions off your chest and relieve the pressure, the tension, and everything else that's built up from the week. On Let's Do a Radio, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. What is your why? You can donate to keep Let's Do a Radio on the air to Cash App to $ANAISEVALCOUR or to Venmo at MZ-INEZ or to Zell if you know my telephone number or my email. You like that? So, your purpose in life consists of central motivating aims of your life. The reasons you get up in the morning, purpose can guide life, decisions, influence, influence behavior, shape goals, offer a sense of direction, and create meaning. For some people, purpose is connected to vocation, meaningful and satisfying work. There are five, and we'll start off with like five life purpose examples. Traveling around the world and exploring different cultures. What I like is when I have or know people who are going around the world, I design clothes. So what I do is I live vicariously through them and I say, hey, you're going to Nepal? Can you pick me up a souvenir symbol? Hey, you're going to Jamaica? Pick me up a souvenir symbol. So I live vicariously through some people sometimes. And you can be supporting your community. Me, I am a, I love volunteering. I love volunteering. So I volunteer a lot. I mean, a lot. I mean, I was, as a matter of fact, up for Volunteer of the Year against this older lady. Elderly lady, I should say. She was, I think, her 80s or what have you. And it was between me and her and the broadcaster who was, our announcer who was announcing what all we did. He says, after he was reading mine, he says, I'm so tired. I don't know how you do all this, but it seems like, you know, you seem to volunteer a lot. I mean, I was with some chairperson of this. I was on the board of directors of Girl Scouts. I was a co-chair for Relay for Life. I did respite care. I did Habitat for Humanity. I was a, what do you call it? I looked for property. I was with a church, a choir director, a drill team director. What else did I do? I had a key to the church, so I knew I was important. But, I mean, I just did some anything on the, what else, the American Heart Association. Just anything you named, I was a part of it. So just like in school, I think I was on almost every page in the yearbook, but that's about enough about me. I see we do have a caller with the last four of 2246. You want to tell us who you are or if you want to, or just let me know if you're just listening at 2246.
Miss Inez, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How you doing?
I am good. I am good. I'm better now that you called in.
You sound like it. I actually wound up, you know, getting your email and seeing your topic today. And
oh, good.
You know, I don't think that there was a time I came on your show that I didn't tell people, you know, why are you here? You know, what's your
right.
why? And,
mm-hmm.
I was like, I think I'm just meant to go on here and have a conversation with Miss Inez today.
Yes.
I kind of felt that myself this morning, you know. And which you seem, you know, when I feel compelled, I do it. Well, you kind of got a visual of why I get up, right?
Yes.
Now,
I do. Today I did, especially today.
Especially today, right?
Oh,
today,
God, yeah.
All my words, I don't ever have to repeat to you.
Mm-hmm.
You now have the clue. You've seen it. Now,
once,
remember all those times that we've had discussions, I said you have to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just hear it.
Right.
You
right.
can't imagine the same things I do. So let's don't go there. Know what I mean? You have to visually see it. So,
and I'm a visual
today
person.
And you're a visual person. And the thing was, I was like, all right, I'm going to throw a little shock and awe to the people that I am with right now, just because I haven't really gave you that.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
That was real.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Those pictures
that was
are real. You can
thing.
See that it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part is you got to see the beauty. It was created from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
You
all can see these pictures.
And that's the thing. See, why I'm here. I figured out what my why was when I was 33 years old.
Okay, right. That was yesterday.
32 years old, I walked away from my life and said, I'm going to give it away. So
all right.
There's no more profit like that, right? I walked away from profit to become a prophet, I guess. But
yes,
the thing is I'm one of the spiritual prophets. But I can also show you profit in your pocket. Okay, so I'm one of them special prophets.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm one of them prophets that you're supposed to pay attention to, right? You didn't have to pay me anything but pay attention to me. That's it.
Right. That's
And you
that's
can
it.
Profit from that. What kind of value you get out of having a conversation with me, right? I'm not nobody. I'm no one special. But I am someone, okay? Now, at the same one here, I'm no one. I'm no one, a.k.a. everyone. That is my handle on the radio now. So I should now next time when I come on, I'm going to say I'm no one. And you're going to know who it is because that's where I'm going to come at.
Right.
But here's
Chris,
the part.
Chris.
Miss Inez, Chris, you can say.
Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Before you go too far, I'm going to there's another person hanging in the balance as well. So
okay.
I'm going to let them say something and then let you continue. With the person with the end of 2925, if you want to introduce yourself and let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Faith. My name is Faith Mystic, and I'm calling from Southern California today. I am a sustainable holistic practitioner that is a cure creator. And, yeah, I'm about saving lives and being a servant. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you. Now, how did you hear about the show?
Chris.
Okay. Chris, you be bringing them and swinging them, don't you?
you know me. Come on now.
I know. Well, welcome, Faith, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, Chris.
And she's actually in L.A. today. She went to L.A. to meet with Elon Musk. Her partner's where he's meeting with Elon Musk. And so she drove from Northern California to Southern California, but she was late getting to the meeting, so the meeting was over. It did happen, but she was already there. So I started to enter. I've got her meeting someone right now that is an amazing man. And so I told her about the radio show, and which I know you can hear the beeping or whatever the truck is doing.
The car.
She's actually trying to park and get to wherever she's at. But
that's a heart.
Yeah, it's just a little bit LA. We just want a LA thing.
That's okay.
But it's about
so you
being
may want to put your phone
right.
on mute, and then you know once
okay.
you're at the location, then you can unmute yourself. There you go. Thank you, Faith. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, you know, this is why we're here. Have a conversation,
mm-hmm.
learn from each other, see what we're up to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot going on, but it's time for people to see what the future can be, right? Now,
yes.
You asked the question, and here's
mm-hmm.
the thing.
Okay.
I learn more about me every day.
Okay.
Because I want to grow. I want to learn. And there's so much in this world to learn, I can't learn enough of. I'll never know it all.
Okay.
So I hate people mm-hmm. to think they are one. You know? But hate is a big word, right? But
yeah.
I just tell people, if you know it all, then why do we need to even think that I can bring value to you? You know, I'm going to use you, if anything. That's all you're good for, right? And
oh, you're going to use me just
to...
like that until you use me up, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, use me up. Use me and abuse me. So that's, you know, that's what I would do to a know-it-all. But I would be blunt with them and let them know, I'm going to use you. You know
mm-hmm.
everything, and I
mm-hmm.
can't tell you nothing, but I can listen. Okay.
Okay.
You have a lot
okay.
to give, so
okay.
give it away. Right? Now, that's mm-hmm. the value I'm going to get because I pay attention. Right? That was where I went earlier
right.
with the conversation. I was like, you got to pay attention. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost you a dime. But when you are listening, to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get, you know, that part out of the conversation? Now, a conversation doesn't have to be a confrontation. So that's the other part. Everybody has
like
an opinion,
it.
And they want to get their voice heard. And
uh-huh,
I know
uh-huh.
I'm just sitting here running my mouth on here, but it ain't because I want to hear myself. It's just because I want to have a conversation with you. And
I love it.
Because you had a topic today of
uh-huh.
why are we here? You know, why are you here? Not even why are we here. Why are you here? You asked the question,
uh-huh.
right? And
yeah.
And every person on earth, I asked a question. Who are you when no one's around, when you get to create and make a sound? Okay?
Hey, I love
the
it.
The big
Go
question
ahead.
There that is left out is, why are you here? You know, what is your why? And the whole thing is that question encapsulates everything that you are. But guess what? If you wrote a
mm-hmm.
list down, and I've said it, and if you wrote a list down, could you write that list and be 100% truthful to that paper about yourself?
Mm. You know
okay.
how you always sway
now,
things and lie. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. You're going to sway that truth a little bit? Well, guess what? When you do
mm-hmm.
that, make sure you write on that thing that you're a liar and you can't even tell yourself the truth. Because that list was for
mm-hmm.
you. Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You just made the
right.
list for yourself. You didn't make it out for the world to see, but you couldn't look
nope.
at it and believe.
And be
right?
truthful.
So,
right.
And be truthful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I just appreciate you and your consistency and just, you know, your genuine, just like that. You start popping off, you know, I've done this, I've done that, I've done this. You know what? Everything
huh?
you've done, there was a multiplicity of benefit. So
not for me so much, but for everybody
done,
else.
Not for you,
mm-hmm.
for the people that
mm-hmm.
received it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your benefit came from seeing it achieve. You've done something.
Yes.
You
yes.
went and made you were a cog in the wheel, right?
Yeah.
All of us are a piece of the puzzle. And the thing
mm-hmm.
is you have to start putting a puzzle together with a piece. Now,
yeah, start somewhere.
If it was
That's
just
right.
your piece, right,
mm-hmm.
it was just your piece that started the puzzle. Because there's a lot of puzzles
mm-hmm.
that's been figured out by somebody
yeah.
starting a piece. Now, the thing is the biggest puzzle on earth, and no one really takes the question for real. Why are you here? What is the reason you were born and you're breathing, you're eating, you're enjoying, you're laughing, you're crapping, you're doing what you're doing? Why? Why is it that you exist? Why can you have a thought and I can't have it for you? I'll never know what that thought was if you don't share it with me.
Right.
That's the one thing about the radio show and us having a conversation. It's because you're giving me you. I'm not having those thoughts right now. You're getting mine. I'm trying, you know, it's kind of one-sided, so I will shut up and let's have a talk. Let's talk about it. Ain't that the show? Talk about it, radio.
Let's talk about it.
let's talk about
why you are here. Why? What are you doing? What has God placed you on this green earth for? I am to be a servant. That's what I have been told in church. That's what I was told in church. I am a servant.
And you know what? You do a wonderful job of that. You are doing such a great job because you gave us a platform to sit in and talk about this. This is a great topic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a topic that every person in the world needs to have a conversation. And not necessarily give us an answer. I don't want to hear you tell me who you are. I want to see who you are. I want you to go into action. So if you have this conversation, let's put an action behind it. Okay? So if you don't know why you're here, you will when you leave. Because you're going to find one of these conversations that somebody's going to tell them and have them what they've done that's going to encourage you to go and do and see and be part of and feel that gain that's not monetary, okay? That gain that comes inside of you because here's my why. My why. I figured it out when I was 33. I started that earlier, right?
Okay.
So at 33, I found out what my why was. My why is to ignite a fire in your heart that water will not put out and start an inferno that will never burn you. That's my why. That's it.
Okay.
That's my why. If I can do that, I've done my part.
You've done a lot. Exactly. You've done what you're supposed to do.
And you can, I don't need to try to say, hey, I'm this. Guess what? Look me up. Look me up. I've done things, okay? But I'm not here to get accolades. I'm here to show you what you guys can do. I want to see that and what you can
right.
do. Because the more you achieve, the more we succeed.
Okay.
We're only as strong as our weakest link. Let's make it our chain out of titanium. Let's mend those links with the palms of our hands. Let's pick it up.
Hand up, not a handout, right?
All palms are pink. All palms are pink. Hands up, America. You know, I'm gonna take off in a movement, but I'm actually gonna make a movement. I'm going to drive, and when I get to my factory, I'm going to build a tiny house, and I'm going to put it on the trailer. I'm going to put the material that will build another one on the trailer, plus a bunch more, and then I'm going to drive to the next town or city, and I'm going to pull it off and set it on the ground. And I'm going to take the material that will build that house and put it on the ground. And then I'm going to have the community right there build that house, and I'm going to pick it up and put it on my trailer. And I'm going to start a pay-it-forward program, and I'm going to the next city. I'm going to set that one on the ground, take the material, put it on the ground, have that city build it, put that one on the trailer, and leave with it. And I'm going to have all the news following, and everybody's going to get to see the least these people can do. Okay? Now, what's the least you can do, right? This is my show. Remember, I told you about it. What's the least you can do? Get a hold of us, and we'll show up with the film crew. So, least is loving everyone all stronger together. I'm going to bring this world together by an action. Now,
one way
whether
or another.
You have a reaction to my action tells me who and what and why you're here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because all I know is 8 hours over the next 8 months will end homelessness if 8 billion people decided to do it.
How many?
8 hours. 8 hours
eight
over
billion,
the next
billion?
8 months. 8 billion
eight
people.
8 billion people? Okay.
Yeah, 8 billion people if they put in 8 hours over the next 8 months. That's it. 520 minutes, I believe, is what it is. And if they did that, it would change mankind forever. It would never be the same. Is it worth it? Is one work day worth it to change everything you'll ever see for the rest of your life? Come on, let's go do it tomorrow. Let's go do it tomorrow. I want the next day to be great, right? So I judge myself
mm-hmm.
today to be better than I was yesterday. That's the only person on earth that I judge. So everyone else, I'm not here to judge you, but I am here to give you a clue. Because it's who you are. And I'm going to have to do one of my spoken words tonight. I won't do it right now, but I'm going to have to. Just because of the topics of why, because
you know you're always welcome to do that.
I just don't have to, but I'd love is anybody else called in? I mean, I know everybody starts to sporadically.
Okay, I can talk
come
now.
In
as,
awesome.
Okay, Faith is there and Joe is also there. Hold on a second. Let me. Unmuzzle Joe. Hold on a second. Hey, Joe.
So you're going to unmuzzle me, huh?
Oh, no.
I love you.
Oh, you love me now. Oh, isn't that nice?
How you doing, Joe?
Hey.
That's Chris, and we also have Faith on the line, so... Faith Mystic. She's in California at the moment.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing? Nice to meet you.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Faith. I just want to let you know, she is so sweet, isn't she? She likes to unmuzzle her her brother from another mother.
From another mother, right?
Beautiful.
I love you.
All right, yeah, okay.
That is Joe. Joe and I go way back. I couldn't stand Joe, but I was like, oh, my God. Because every time he would call, we'd be 5 minutes towards wrapping up. And then brother from another mother from Montana, Joe, would call in, and then we'd have to be on the show for another hour, couple hours or whatever. It's like, okay, we got to get this man in the same time zone because it's like, mm-hmm. It's like, okay, he hasn't called in. We get ready to wrap up. Hi, Joe. It's like, oh, God. Now I can't wait for him to come on, so I just give him grief, but he loves my grief, so we're all good in the hood.
Yeah, I love you too, and as sister from another
I know.
Sister.
Oh goodness! But go ahead, Chris was going to tell us I won't say a hidden story. Sorry, poem. His poetry. Chris?
No, I wasn't saying I was going to read it right now. I just figured that I would read one at some point.
Now, you know, you at
no.
any point you could read one.
No. No, you know, I definitely wasn't pushing for me to read it just at the moment. I'm ready. You know, like I said, you excited me. Right here this evening, which I sent you a text message, and I was like, send me the link to the show so I can share it.
Yes.
Because
I will see.
Everybody knows me would expect this coming from me out of the radio, you know.
Okay.
I'm going to push that. I'm going to be pushing that out there. And the only one that I was able to share it with was Faith.
Mm-hmm.
But I was...
Okay.
So my intentions were
mm-hmm.
100% on. So I did
good.
Get someone on the show, and you know what I mean.
You did.
So, but
yes.
it was the part that you excited me about the why, and I told her, I said, I don't know why, but I have to be there. I got to go to her show tonight and not uh-huh. concentrate on anything other shows and nothing else because of this topic. And that's why I'm hoping that these lines fill up. And Joe, I'm glad he's here. You know what? Joe was put here to harass you for a while and give you a hard time. And the thing is he was seeing the endurance that you were actually able to do. Because like you said, when he called in, the shows went overtime. You're already ready to quit. You're ready to shut down the show. Here comes Joe. He's got all this gas. Well, what's my Miss Inez going to do? You know, she's going to support his ass. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you get me, right? You know what you
do.
You're such a wonderful being, you know, and I knew if I shared those pictures with you, I was going to get a reaction. You know what I mean?
Almost definitely.
Was like, I knew that my phone was not going to stop. But the funny part was, as I said, shared those pictures out to people today, my phone started blowing up. I mean, just
and
started
it
going
should.
Crazy.
And another place I'm going to do is send it to the email listing that I have that I send my show out to. I'm going to send it to those groups. So don't be surprised. I see you called from a toll-free number.
You know why? Because my network cost me to call into Blog Talk. So if it, instead of me paying, I go through Grasshopper. And it don't cost me nothing, and I can get on all my shows. So I figured out how to do it. I'm just coming in incognito. You just don't know who I am when I get there. That's why I'm going to be no one, right? So you won't know who I am by me showing up through that phone number. I could be everyone, right? So that's my no one, a.k.a. everyone. And I want that mystery to be there. And I am someone, right? And I know that I can't save everyone, but I can save someone. Well, I need to save myself, right? But I don't need to just save myself. And that's the problem that we have with people. It's been about me, not we. So when you add that W and it starts to change the world, you start to figure out why, right? That gives you that why. But you need to know your why. That's wealth, health, and you. Those three are your synergy. You can't have two and be happy. So wealth, health, and you. That's your why. Now, try to have two and be happy. How many people are rich and famous that aren't here because they killed themselves?
Wow. A lot of people.
Okay. I want just people need to simmer and think about things that are facts. I'm not making up nothing. There ain't nothing I'm saying that's not a fact. I can have a discussion about this today or 10 years from now. It's the same thing. That's what I love about a fact.
Okay.
But the fact is people get up and they do for them. Now, this is the majority, not everyone, because everyone's different. But the majority, you know, I've personally seen a million people eye to eye. Not speak to them across the platforms. I spoke to them, you know, I've hit that in the millions now, right? So the platforms ain't it. It's face-to-face interaction. But when you share something with someone, if I gave you something, it didn't cost you a dime. Didn't ask you for none of your money, right?
Nope.
All I did was share something with you. Now, you make a comment to me. Now, you shared something with me. Now, your comment, does it have value? Because are you going to do what you just said to me? Now, 99.99% of that million people did not do what they said they would do. Now, it's not my job to go to them and say, you didn't do this.
Okay.
You know whether you did what you said you would do to me. I don't need to go point it out to you. Right? Because that's the way our memory works. It's the beautiful thing about having a memory. You can either remember to remember something, or something will happen and you're going to remember it whether you want it to or not.
Something traumatic. Yeah.
Right? get intentional, right? Be intentional.
Mm-hmm.
But let's make this word and this topic really, really, truly mean something. Why are you here? Not necessarily to tell us every aspect of the beautiful things that you've done in your life or even the bad things that you've done in your life, right? It's to figure out why we're here. What part is yours? You do have a part, and there's no part too small. We need them all. Now, I've hogged up the air. Go ahead, sweetheart. I want you to do this by my hand. You handle this. You're beautiful. Give that how you handle your show.
I'm good, because you know me. I'm not one who just hogs up the show. I am one who likes to let people talk. I like to stir up the – I don't stir up the pot, but the people stir up the pot, and then that invokes even more conversation. And so, you know, that's kind of the reason why I have this show, so that it's a platform for people to talk who don't get a chance to talk. And I can muzzle them if I need to. Right, Joe?
I can definitely say you definitely listen. You know, you're such a wonderful listener.
Oh, yeah. You invoke my name again, huh? I am going to get you.
You don't want me to invoke your name?
It depends upon what context there, Sister Mr.
It's a good invocation. I wouldn't have it any other way. because I started out with, different people on the show long time ago when my girlfriend was alive. And we had shows. We had, we had a show with Janet Schwartz. She was I call her our history person. Then we had Wednesday night, and that was on Tuesday. Then we had Wednesday night Bible study. Then we had Thursday night with Sergeant Parks, and hopefully he'll be coming back after he, you know, takes care of his boys that he takes care of. And then Friday night we had Vibing with Vitiligo. If you don't know what vitiligo is, it's a dis-ease, not a disease, of people whose skin, you know, pigmentation leaves out of, you know, this absence. So, and that is caused by stress and some other things. And so, basically, and then we had Sunday nights where we had our different ministers speaking. So, when Miss Janet left, then we had Stephanie Lott. And that's when Joe would come on, because he likes relationships, or dealing and talking about relationships. So that was wonderful, because, you know, Joe was there and he could talk about the different relationships. And so he likes to learn about relationships, which is interesting. And so then I came in, I was like, okay, then I left the show. I was like, I got to do something else. I got to find some dollars, because I didn't have a job, and my girlfriend didn't understand that. And so later on that year, or earlier that year, I should say, I had left to go and take care of my father, who had stomach cancer, and so I went home to take care of him. And then he passed away September 8th, as a matter of fact, and we buried him as of 4 years ago today. And in that song, you know, do you remember the 21st of September? Yes, I do very much. But that's neither hither nor thither. And so then she passed away that same year in December. And it's like, okay. So they were wondering, Miss Inez, can you come back and do the show? It's like, okay. So I think that's another reason why I'm here as a servant, is to keep bringing people together. And that's what I like to do, is to bring people together, as I did with Chris and a lot of the ministers the other day. They were just so in awe of what he could do. I think a few of them contacted you, correct, Chris?
Actually, no.
They haven't contacted you yet? Okay.
Not yet. But that's not saying they're not going to.
Correct.
But
that's correct.
You know, anything can happen to anybody, and mm-hmm. that's the part. But, mm-hmm. You know, when I came on the show, I guess I pulled Joe. All right. Sorry, Joe. But I came in the show and it was like the show was fixed to close. And I came on and I heard you guys just had church, you know, and everybody, you know, they're telling me about everything that they just, you know, kind of did real quick, you know, and saying what, you know, what I missed. And I'm like, I didn't miss nothing. Y'all just showed up. And I think I got started my little go. But I had fun that night. It was fun. But
it was nice.
The show went
it was
overtime.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, it never went over time. Nothing ever goes
over. Well, not
over time.
I'm trying to get on the bad side here. You know, so I was one of the people that when the show's about to, because I know I heard the show's about to close. And I'm like, not the energy I got right now. I didn't even hear what y'all said, but y'all gonna hear what I say today.
Okay. You're gonna learn today.
It got fun that day.
But it was wonderful.
And I just it really was. I mean, I like I said, that it's a memory I'll never forget. So that's what I love about our memories, right? So I have a memory of that day. And the conversations that we had and how it went. And the thing was, is I didn't necessarily, you know, get to hear and participate in what everybody did prior to the time we came together. But it was what happened when we came together, right? Because none of that happened prior, right?
Nope.
None of that happened prior in that show. Everything that happened was brand new. Because guess what? We only have the now. We got what's going on now so we can even think that we're going to have a future. But we have to not think of the past. You can't dwell in the past and have a future.
True. That's true. Remember that, Joe.
And a lot of people. We don't forget the past. We don't dwell in it. So if
that's
you're bringing
correct.
Up a memory to cause a problem, I think that is the problem, right? A memory shouldn't be causing you a problem today.
Okay.
There's a solution for every problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There is, and there is. You just have to know what it is once you find that solution. Correct.
Well, it's whether or not you're doing it alone.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people are alone out there, and they definitely feel it.
Very much so.
And
that's sad that
they
feel that way.
It really is. And the thing is they really, you know, people say family, right?
Uh-huh.
Well,
uh-huh.
It says by brother and sister. So the way I look at that, it's my sister from another mister, my brother from another mother. Okay? So that means my family's big, right? Because I'm not looking at just my blood. I'm looking at my bloodline down the line, the continents that I come from. What impact can I put into their life? What impact can I impact around them? You know, what is it that is the true seed of me? Okay? And I think about things like this sometimes. But right now, I'm probably thinking of it more than any time else in my life, having a conversation with other people. Because
why is that?
I'm growing.
Okay.
I want to know why I'm
growing.
I'm growing because I learn why other people's why is. Because the stronger I get by knowing and collaborating, the stronger we all are, because I've been collaborating for a long time. So when you meet me, you're not just meeting me, you're meeting everyone that I've met.
Right.
Right?
You
so
carry
not,
with with
what
you,
I know
all of those
is
memories.
Who you know. Mm-hmm. What I want to know. Uh-huh. If that's the key, right? If who you know
love
is
it.
What I want to know.
I love it. I love it. Did you get that, Joseph? He's still out there. He has to. It takes a minute for him to unmute.
Yeah, but I think that I'll ignore you for a while.
Okay.
You know? Always invoking my name at the worst part of the conversation. I think I'll just ignore you until you bring me back as a positive person. That's what I'm going to do,
sister. Always a positive person.
Yeah. You are a positive person, though. You are positive.
Mm-hmm.
You are positive.
You're positively interesting.
I'm positively what?
Interesting.
Oh, interesting. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, you hated me for a longer time than just the day or two that you had talked about before because of my views on relationships between men and women. So, because I came on just before the show ended, that bothered you? I didn't think it bothered you. I thought I was interesting.
You were very interesting. You bought us.
Well, that's why the
show
kept going over. That's why they went over, because you are so interesting. She definitely
mm-hmm.
was giving you that time, and that's
yeah.
the beauty in her. And that's the beauty of your all's relationship. And when she said the words that she said earlier, I think it was more in a caring way, trying to say straight out that he.
Oh, I know
I need
that.
To get him on
she and
right
I, she and I mess with each other. So
oh,
yeah. I'm messing with her right now. She knows that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah. We have this love hate relationship. We banter back and forth, but it's not a bad banter. We know what we're doing.
Right.
What the
and
heck?
I do too. I've listened to y'all.
That's
why I'm laughing
Faith?
And having fun with it.
Faith, we have us a good time. That's all I gotta say. We do. We have us a good time when we.
That's right.
Converse. When we convert. Oh, she's... Oh, Joe's gone? Okay, Joe dropped. And then... So it's just you and I right now, Chris. I don't know what happened to Faith.
She is probably
you
in the meeting
she was going
that
to
I
meeting?
Set up for her.
Okay.
Yep. I set
so
up a meeting
she
for
travels
her.
All
she's
over?
Probably in.
Okay. She travels
well,
all over?
She went to L.A. today to meet with Elon Musk
uh-huh.
about a project that we're doing in California. And she was on her way to SpaceX when she wound up being late and missed the meeting.
Uh-huh.
But she then drove 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So the
mm-hmm.
goal was I didn't want her to drive to L.A. and not get anything out of it. So I connected
right.
her with some people. So now she's
that's
meeting it. With one of them. And
so did you get a chance to meet with Elon Musk?
Yeah, I was going to be
oh,
virtual today, but
okay.
it didn't happen. I didn't
mm-hmm.
but the meeting did happen and the partners and everybody was there and it went fine. So I don't know the total outcome of it because we haven't had that discussion yet. But
okay.
and that's just because it just happened. So
right, gotcha.
There's we're now see on the 3rd they're going to be meeting with the governor and
mm-hmm.
the Congress of California on the 3rd of October.
Okay. And this
on a project
this regarding the houses?
Is
this regarding your houses?
We're working on a 168-acre project that used to be a juvenile detention center, and we're going to take in and turn it into an ecosystem that grows not only food but people.
Okay, just like you and Joe talked to me before about, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. What was I going to say? So, how do I want to say? Do you usually travel virtually, or do you actually go on site, or do you have somebody that you can count on that goes to these sites and do your bidding for you?
I will show up on site. And okay. I also have people that will show up on site. So it just depends on where it is and the most convenient mm-hmm. thing for me to have happen. And the beautiful thing about the people that I'm connected to and that are working in, mm-hmm. in what we're doing here is they're real and they've uh-huh. done things that they can step up and handle it without any doubt.
Okay.
That's the beautiful okay. part if I put something in someone else's hands. But if not,
okay.
you're going to get me. I'll show up myself. I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
you know, right now I'm sending 2,000 homes to Maui, and I haven't put a foot on Maui, and we've done 40 live episodes.
Nice.
You
nice.
Know, so when you look at what can you do, well, anything is possible. Nothing is impossible. It's impossible, right? When we were told that we couldn't go live in 3 days, we didn't understand what that meant.
Mm.
What do you mean we can't?
You
telling me something's
want.
Impossible?
Eh.
The only way it's impossible is if we don't try.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But if we do try and we succeed,
mm-hmm.
now,
then what?
That just made the impossible possible. So,
mm-hmm.
now, that should make whoever said that question themselves.
Wow.
And the thing is the thing is I know that when we went live, I was in studio
uh-huh.
watching, right? And
okay.
I'm seeing, like, the 20 platforms that we're on. And what
uh-huh.
blew me away was to see 26 million viewers on one platform that we were on.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, 26
That's
million
nice.
People. Now, when we were
uh-huh.
broadcasting, everybody in
uh-huh.
the U.S. was asleep.
Mm.
So none of those people were in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. So what time were you broadcasting?
And then the next day, here it goes. Here goes the biggie. The next day, we get reached out from the Sea Shepherd that's on Animal Planet for Whale Wars.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, from Australia. They get a hold of us, and they wanted to be part of our campaign of what we were doing for Maui. And here they were
nice.
Setting sail with their ship.
Nice.
And they saw our broadcast because it was daytime. It was, you know what I mean? The rest of the world
mm-hmm.
has been paying attention. Sad
yeah.
part is we go live at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
Okay, here in
mm-hmm.
the Central Time. So
uh-huh.
at 1 a.m. in the morning, America ain't watching our show.
Voodoo. Uh-huh, right.
But the world is, and the world's paying attention. And there's been so many amazing things. I mean, just unbelievable. I mean, I would start name dropping right now, but I'm not gonna.
No,
and
you don't have to.
It's just, I'm not gonna. No, I won't, because it's not here
mm-hmm.
for vanity for them. You know, I'm,
right,
I'm
right.
That ain't why they're involved in what we're doing.
That's
so,
not the why. That's not your why.
That's not the why. That's
mm-hmm.
not the why. I'm not here to try and impress you with people I've talked to. I'm here to impress you to say, let's go talk. Let's go talk, though. I'm saying, let's go talk. I'll talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a conversation.
Right.
Call in right now. But let's talk about it. Radio. Because
let's talk.
What I love about this show, it's any topic's liable to be today. You don't know what it is. And when I saw that, I'm like, okay.
Wow.
I can't wait till
8
o'clock.
It's my turn.
You know, I just because I saw an email. I don't even look at my emails. You know,
wow.
I hate it. I don't even look at my emails. And I looked at your
uh-huh.
email.
Oh, wow.
Because I seen
why?
Your name.
Did you hear me?
Because
why?
I seen that. It said why. And when I saw why, I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Yeah, today let's have a talk. Let's see if anybody else
I
comes
got
on.
To.
You know.
Somebody else
that's,
is just
you know,
come on.
Nice.
Somebody else. Well, this is it's not a person we don't know. So know, we got them, deep voice brothers is who I call them, my deep voice brothers. Go ahead and say
right on,
you just called
right, on.
Right on. Right on, right on,
right on.
How are you, sweet pea?
Well as well. How's everybody?
We are well. We are well. We Wonderful. Are well. We have Chris. We have Joe. And we have Eddie on the line.
Miss Faith.
Huh?
What up, Chris and Joe? And Miss Faith.
How you
doing?
Hey, we're talking about why. Why are we here? What is your purpose? Why are you here?
I just haven't figured out what the unknown is yet. But everybody came here to evolve mentally and spiritually to get back to that oneness. But we also came to give things to life. Just like a beautiful building with a greenhouse on the outside of the front door.
You know what? I got to send you the pictures he sent me today. Eddie, they are, oh, that place is gorgeous. Oh, my goodness. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put it in the email so everybody can, so I just don't send out. Because my email, text is so full, I can't even send out too much. I have to go through each and everybody's and delete because I send out, I don't know how many, texts to people for the show. So, sorry, we can't send it. So, but, oh, my goodness, the picture that he showed me, beautiful. And it can go anywhere. It can go to Africa. It can go to Australia. Mm-hmm. It can go to New Mexico. It can go to Nevada. It can go to Maui, and that's where we were talking about Maui. The Bennetts are on the line as well. Hello, Pastor and Apostle Chris. I don't know which one is on. Is that Chris or is that Apostle or is that Pastor?
Both of us.
Us
on. Yes.
How are you all doing this evening?
Fine, and you?
We're doing well. We are doing well. We have on the line, we have Joe, Montana Joe, my brother from another mother. We have Chris Collins, the gentleman you spoke to regarding the Hope housing. What is how's the housing? Some people everywhere. Housing our people everywhere. And he sent me some pictures, so I got to send the pictures to y'all, all y'all, everybody. And then we have Eddie. And then we have the baby.
Hey, Eddie.
Somebody's making the noise. Who's making the noise? Who's getting situated?
Getting comfortable.
Somebody.
Getting comfortable.
Okay.
There you go. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. There we go. And so what we're talking about is what is your why? Why are you here? What is your purpose? Why? That's what we're talking about this evening. Why? So you all want to state your... Well, Eddie was stating his why. Go ahead, Eddie, state your why again. You weren't sure what you were for, right?
Yeah, on certain levels, but that's another thing that's so important about being still from time to time, because as long as you're chasing, as long as you're in belief systems and things like that, you're not listening to that inner being. So sometimes you don't get those sparks of genius and, you know, those particular messages that's coming from the spirit. You know.
Okay.
And that's another reason why I emphasized on, just like what you're speaking on, that most recent beautiful design that was shared with you, you know, because you think about it, you got shelter and committing that you have good water. You also got nutrition where you don't have to go to a commercial place and get something that you really don't know what it is. So
if you got
vegetation growing right outside your door, that's not fully a I'm not going to go too far, but it's just beautiful that, that, you know, that design is just so accurate, you know. So that's what I feel. We chose to come here to have these physical experiences and then to and also to give messages and these beautiful things to life. Les Brown, okay. I'll just say this and then I'll be quiet. Les Brown said, the most fertile soil on the planet is a cemetery because there's so many dreams and things that people were supposed to share and give to life, but they took them to the grave with them.
And
sometimes these distractions are the hamster wheel and politics and all of this stuff is, you know, one of the challenges. You know, a free will planet. It's a free will planet, so you can do any dance you want. The repercussions are either you're going to come back and dance again, you won't go to the next grade, I feel.
Right.
And on that,
I
yield. I'm landing my plane, Joe. I'm landing my plane.
And to the Bennets. I already know why they're here. They're
I know. Everybody likes that saying now.
What's that? Landing the plane?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Reverend Ron just joined us as well. Hello. How are you doing, Reverend Ron?
Hello. How are everybody doing?
Good. So to the Bennets, what is, we'll start with Apostle Chris. What is your why? Why are you here? What is your purpose?
To spread the gospel.
Okay.
To the needy, anybody that wants it. You know, that's why I am here simply to spread the gospel from corner to corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's not just, it's basically you're international, so you do the whole world. You embrace the whole world. You embrace the whole world. Yes. And I just sent Eddie the pictures and Pastor Betty the pictures as well. That place is beautiful. Ooh, that place is beautiful. Makes me want to have a place. Okay. Pastor Betty, if you're there, what is your why? Well, you probably have yourself on mute.
Yeah. She just walked out. She's dealing with a bad sinus infection. I think she went to get some medicine.
Okay. But Reverend Ron, welcome, welcome. I'll let us know when she comes back, Apostle. What is your why?
My why is that God may see himself in a human being.
Okay. That's it? No other reason? No, I'm just messing with you.
that God may see himself in a human being, and also that I might reconcile fallen man back to God as well.
Okay. All right. And I just sent Reverend Ron because I believe it was Bible study that Chris had come to and was talking about hope. And so I know that they had talked to the ministers and the pastors and the reverends who were on the line. That's what he was talking about when we extended the evening. We just got so enamored by what he could do and what can be done. So I just sent them pictures, Chris, of what you sent to me. And if that don't tell somebody that, you know, this can be done. And how long does it take to set up a house? 8 hours?
Yes, ma'am. It can be built in 8 hours very easily. There's we've got a factory that's doing an assembly line situation. There's about 70 people working, and they're completing 5 homes a day. So
wow, okay.
It's it's just the fact of step, and you know, everybody's getting paid to do it. It's not like it's a volunteer thing.
Okay.
But at the same time, the power of volunteers. You know, when I went to Nashville, the state motto is the volunteer state. Now, I went there, and I put an infection in an infected area with a probiotic. So it was already infected. I come in with another infection, but my infection was a good infection. But I needed it to really sink in and get into your soul, you know. I needed to get down to your core. And, you know, I found two people, the first two. Now, there's six people on the other side of the road, and there's five people at this other house. But the first house I went to had two people there. And I told them, too, that I wanted to help them. I said, it ain't going to cost you nothing, but I want to help you. Now, I'm at least 50% your power, but maybe I'm more. Maybe I know something you don't know, right? Because all of us know things that other ones don't know. So that's the beauty of us, right? We're all unique. But I told him, give me 30 minutes. If I'm wrong, go back to doing what you're doing. But if I'm right, we're going to be done with your home today. Now, they've been there for a week, right? They've been there for a week. They ain't put a dent in it. I'm telling them they're going to be done in 30 minutes with their damn house. I just need them. I ain't said the 30-minute part yet to them. I just said we're going to be done today. Now, I went right across the street and to the house with six people, or no, five people, and I said, would you like some help getting your house done today? And the two guys hear me, volunteer them to work on this other house. And I hear them. I hear them. Because people love to speak what they think, right? So I hear them. And they say, he's volunteering us over there. Now, they didn't say anything to me. They said it to each other. They continued doing what I asked them to do. I asked them to get their tools and tarps and meet me in the yard. I'll be back.
Okay.
And I went straight over there. I asked this person. I said, we're at least 50% your power. There's three of us, so we're at least that much. And we want to help you get your house done today. Will you accept our help? And the guy said, yes. I said, get your tools and tarps and meet in the yard. I'll be right back. I went next door, and there's five people or six people working. And I said, we'd like to help you. I switched my conversation. I wasn't asking. I was telling. We would like to help you get your house done today. We are stronger than you. And we're here. And we want to help you. Will you accept the help? And the man said, yes. I told him to get his tools and tarps, meet me in the yard. Now, I went around the neighborhood to 14 homes. I've only been to three. And I found 25 people all together. There was all these other homes had single people working by themselves. And because they're trying to save their life. Everything they lost is right there. It's been underwater.
Wow.
So they're trying to protect their own.
Right.
This was Nashville.
Okay.
Nashville, 2010, when it flooded.
Okay.
And these people, I had them all in the street, and I go to tell them, I said, okay, there's a house right there that nobody's at. Does anybody know who it is? I said, it's an elderly couple, and they're with their daughter during the flood. I said, beautiful. I said, we're going to start with their house. That guy at the sick house says, you said we're going to get my house done today. I said, yes, sir. I just didn't say it was going to be first. And I said,
I'm sorry.
Now, before I show you guys what I'm about to show you, I said, I want all of you to promise to do something for me. You're going to do a favor for me. And I'm not going to tell you what it is till it's over. And it won't cost you nothing but time. Now, they had to agree to it before I showed them. This guy, he bucks me again. He says, I ain't never done nothing. I didn't know what I was doing first. I said, yes, you did, because you're standing in the middle of the street and you ain't got a clue what you're about to do. So don't say you haven't done anything yet, okay? It's a broad statement to make, especially to somebody that's articulate and you're having a conversation with right now, because this is a conversation, not a confrontation, and you're trying to make it a confrontation about you. I'm letting you know it's about your whole community.
Amen.
So I want to go show you guys something. And if you'll let me, give me 30 minutes. If I'm wrong, go back to doing what you're doing, but you were only out 30 minutes.
Right.
But if I'm right, you're going to be done with your home today. We walked into that house. We walked out of it 25 minutes later. That house was done, and 14 other homes were done, or 14 homes.
Stop it, I say.
And
stop it.
And we did it from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock. So from 4 hours, their community was done. I was standing in the middle of the road, and that man that buffed me come up to me again, and he says, what do you want me to do for you? This is the first time anyone has seen my eyes.
Wow.
I raised my glasses, and I looked him dead in the face, and I put my hand out. He grabbed my hand like a limp noodle and tried to pull away before I could snatch onto it. And I snatched onto it. When you grab my hand, you're going to know you met me. Okay? I snatched onto his hand. I didn't hurt it. I just held it. But I looked him dead in his face, and I said, I want you to go show 25 people what I just showed you. And he had to agree to that. He had to look me in my face, in my eyes, and he had to say to me he would do it. I looked at him before he said yes, because he took a minute. He did. He took a second. The man, like I said, he handed me a limp noodle. I just helped him get his house done, and he has no appreciation whatsoever.
Some people are like that.
So, and he was greedy, wanted his done first. Remember? I mean, there's more to the story. You know, you got to look at the whole picture of what I was dealing with and what everyone else saw. Now, every tsunami started from a ripple. Okay? So what I did is I started a ripple. Now, what do they call it when you cause wakes in the or waves in the water? They call it a wake. So I was bringing him awake. I was waking him up, right? But I told him this: do you know my name? He said no. I said none of you do. This is not about me. This is about we. And I need you to go show 25 people what I just showed you. He said yes. I let go of his hand and turned to the next. The chorus of 24 say, yes, we will. Okay? The chorus of 24 said, yes, we will, without a, they did not prompt each other, nothing. I grabbed the next one's hand, looked them in the eye. This is the first time any one of them has seen my eyes. And I asked the question again. They answered me. I went to the next. I did not stop till I hit the 25. We gutted 17,000 homes in 60 days, all done the same way. And you will never know that Nashville was underwater. 17,000 homes were gutted and ready to be put back together in 60 days. And they were all done the same way.
Y'all hearing this?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, every disaster prior to 2010 is still destroyed. Every disaster after Nashville has been recovered. Pay attention. What the infection was, it was a probiotic. But I infected all of the nonprofits and all the organizations that work disasters. I infected them with a probiotic to take elsewhere. And as they did, now they are cleaning up every disaster the way that one was. Now, what did that do? That prepared us to have the material to rebuild it out of the destroyed material. So this is a way to create a sustainable way of life during a devastation. And it comes down to action. You know, I've got one, I don't push religion, other than what I did the other night, but I'm going to do it again. You know, Isaiah 65:21. They will build homes and live in them, grow vineyards and eat the fruit. Real simple. Real simple. Real simple. It does not say go get a mortgage. It does not say that. It don't say go in debt for 30 years and stress out and die early. It does not say that. Okay, we need to find this one common goal on the planet, and where it starts out, where the foundation is as strong as granite. Giving the world hope, the understanding that we are humans on planet Earth, housing our people everywhere. It takes a village to raise a child, but our children will become the teachers. Because they're pure love, and this is enough, without a bluff. So you don't have to lie or deny, thereby giving a moment and putting down the donut. Because that's what I see right now today in front of me. Right now I'm just sharing my thoughts. I hope it's for naught. So there you go.
You know what? You something else. You always is right on. Right on. I mean, and you don't, like you said, they didn't even know your name, but yet they were, quote unquote, working with a person who they don't even know the name. They have no idea what your name was. And they didn't stop to ask either, did they?
No, they were following like cattle. And the thing is I was working with a herd.
Okay.
But I needed to be heard. But they needed to see what I had to say.
Yeah, I understand that.
And that was where I sent pictures out this morning. Because I've talked a lot, but people can't visualize my thought. So I needed to materialize that. Yeah, I had to show it to you. I had to materialize it. So the material I talk about, there it was. Bam, showed up in your face. And it's like, okay, there's no more talking about it. You know what I mean? I don't need to explain what I do to you.
Nope.
I do to others.
Right.
But the problem is I don't want to. My purpose, you know, and my why is to ignite a fire in your heart that water will not put out. Start an inferno. That will never burn you. That's me. It's not to build a house. It's not to do any of it. It's to do all of it. Okay.
So, have you gone to Congress with this? Or do you have to go to each state?
Well, not lately, but I do have. We have a meeting set with the governor of California and the Congress of California on October 3rd. But I have not brought this new project, you know, the growth of where I'm at today and the strength of who we are today to Congress. as of right mm-hmm. now, because I don't need the government. I need the people. I don't need the government, okay? People need to understand, all right, so if you look in your wallet, close it, because what I'm looking for ain't in there. I'm looking for a penny. A penny a day will take the homeless problem away. If you double a penny every day for 30 days, you'll have over $5 million. Can't you double your money? Aren't you articulating enough to understand what I just said? But I did not give you a big old equation to work with. I gave you 30 days, double your money every day. That's it. Don't live off of it. Don't spend a dime of it. Double it. That money was not meant to be. Start with a penny, right? That penny just makes you change. Well, make the change. Make the change you want to see.
All right, Michael Jackson. Start with the man in the mirror.
I'm just telling you. I'm giving you guys me right now. This is just my thoughts, right? They're not yours. But I'm not trying to sell me on you. I want you to sell me on what I see from you. I don't want to buy nothing. You tell me. I want to buy what I see. And that was the part where I'm not asking people to give me money, but if you need help doubling it and making that happen, let's do it. But look here, we double your money, give it to the community. We started with a penny, why wouldn't you? Right? I mean,
that's easy enough.
What, if you had $5 million, how much of it do you really need? How much of it do you have now? Well, how do you succeed? Right? So what makes you happy with your greed? Okay? We need to take the greed out and meet the need. And if we all met a need, we would all have what we want.
And what we need.
What part of that can't we grasp onto? It just takes intentional.
So simple.
And it takes action. Which I'm just talking
around.
It's
way too simple.
Space. We got all these wonderful people here. Everybody can chime in. I'll set my mouth and just listen.
Are you going to land your plane, as you say?
Yeah, I landed. I've been landing, kind of skidded across the airport and, you know, took off a couple times already.
No, but, I mean, the world needs to hear what you have to say because, and this is that platform because we are worldwide. And so if there are, you know, countries out there who need to save the penny, quote unquote, you know, heck, I'm just trying to, just like you, if I ever found a building here that I could make into like a shelter for homeless folks, I would do it. But, I mean, the beautiful building that you did, I don't know where you put the solar or anything, but I guess that comes after or whatever it does. But that what you showed me and then I sent to those who are on the line today, oh, my, but Jesus. That is just beautiful. And it's so simple and so elegant. So elegant. So, for those of y'all who got the pictures of what I sent, I'm first let Pastor Betty give us her why. What's your why? Why are you here? Why are you in the world? What's your reason? What's your purpose? Are you just existing? Are you trying to be a part of a bigger picture? Are you a leader, a follower, a provider, a lender, a borrower, or are you a planner or a part of a plan? Are you sitting on the sidelines or are you in the big game? Do you want to make a difference? Are you a teacher? Are you a student? Are you a problem or a solution? What's your mission? That's what we're talking about tonight, so please join us at 845-241-9985, 845-241-9985, and we will hear from Pastor Avete.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God for all of you that are on the line. I was kind of shocked when I saw that out there, and I was going, there isn't a radio broadcast tonight. Let's jump on there and see what's going on. And so here we are. good to hear you all's voice again, just to know everyone as well. Yeah. If I had to address my why for my reason for mm-hmm. existence, is that what we're doing?
Uh-huh.
My why would be to fulfill the assignment that I was sent to Earth to accomplish.
Okay.
Because I realized at an early age what my purpose was. So
mm-hmm.
I only did not know what the assignment was, and it is to win souls for the kingdom of God. And I exist only for that purpose, only for that purpose. If I didn't have that assignment, I would have nothing to do. There would be no need for me. That's my assignment. to witness the good news to everybody I come in contact with, to show them love and kindness, that hopefully in the end they'll see the Father in me, or they'll see the Son in me through the Holy Spirit, and they will glorify our Father, which is in heaven. And they'll want to be, you know, what they see. And they'll ask questions, how do we be that? How do I be like that? And that will open up a dialogue that says, well, here's what you must do. In that particular arena is where I get to actually lead them down the Roman path, and all of you are familiar with that, into repentance and accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and recognizing that, you know, once they accept him and they tell him to take over my life, take control, I give you everything, mm-hmm. I surrender everything unto you, at that moment they become a child of God. And the only hang up I have with that is having somewhere to send them. That's here, and that's over the radio too. Here, when we go out and witness, you know, oftentimes it's, okay, well, where could I send them? Because we don't have adequate transportation to pick everybody up and take them with us. So where could mm-hmm. I send them so that they can learn and grow and mature in the faith? And I think that's the missing piece with a lot of different ministries right now that are out there trying to do that. But for this time and this season, I've been kept around for such a time as this. I'm like an Esther, that I've been kept in God's safe protection, hidden away underneath his feathers until such time, you know, that I would be revealed that it's time now to go out and reap the harvest. Mm-hmm. Time to pull in a flock that you knew not of. Yeah.
Mm. So if all of us join and banded together, sorry, I'm sorry, that's where you are. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, you're
so
good.
All of us. Thank you. If all of us joined, banded together, came together, and we created this movement with Chris, where we created all these homes, can you imagine what our why would be? Can you imagine what our accomplishment would be? We, you know,
oh, wow.
I know the Bennetts are trying to do the homeless. They're feeding the homeless with their food and with their soul, you know, with the food from
yeah.
the Bible
yeah.
or what have you. And yeah. then they have to be moved different places because they have nowhere to stay. And so
that's
I know
correct.
That you and mm-hmm, so that the Bennetts and Chris were going to, you know, get together and talk and blah, 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 blah. But after you see those homes, you see the pictures of their
yeah,
tents?
I do. We haven't talked.
Y'all haven't talked yet.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him. I've been moving around and cooking, so I do
mm-hmm.
apologize. He says he just
no, you're fine. He's not going anywhere except for to Maui, to California, to Nashville,
right?
To New York, to Chicago, to Washington State, to Florida, to Texas. You know, wherever he's wanted, he will go. I mean, if he can't go, I'm sure he'll send an appointee. And if I have to be appointed to go, hey, what do they say? Send me, I'll go. You know,
that's
but
it.
I mean, after I saw
and
the homes, you know, like I was telling
yeah.
them earlier, I am a servant. If, you know, if the Lord tells
too.
Me to go,
and
where do you go? Where am I supposed to go? Where
all
am I supposed
I call
to be?
Myself when I go before Christ, I am a servant
mm-hmm.
of the Most High God.
Yeah.
You know, and,
yeah.
and that's what
yeah.
we are. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can definitely see that
mm-hmm.
because getting people off the street, some of them, you know, are on Social Security benefits, but they had had
uh-huh.
enough to find them. help find them a place to live. And it is a difficult task here. It's minimal, you know, amount of places that will accept them, or maybe there's a hurdle in knowing how to apply. And so there is a critical need here to get with those individuals and help them get into some sheltered places. Now, if we're going to get them into sheltered places, they have to exist. And that's where our other sis comes in. We need a plan, a strategic plan for putting together these houses, getting these individuals in them, and being able to minister and to help these individuals come to know Jesus Christ even better. It can't do anything but further the kingdom of God, you know, as many as we can get placed. I don't know what the criteria would be for the placement, but as many as we can get placed, you know, we ought to be over there discipling them, making them sons and daughters of Jesus Christ so that they'll go out and disciple others. And with that being said, I just see it growing and growing and growing and growing. I see this as a new work that God is getting ready to do in Arkansas. I really do.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So I'm excited about it.
I mean, we have all these ministers and pastors and lay people on the line. Like I said, lay people. Because we have Reverend Ronnie Jones who just joined us. We have Reverend Carolyn Williamson who just joined us. Let's say hello, everybody, and we're going to get to your why. Why are you on earth? Why are you here? What is your purpose? And we're going to go to Ronnie Jones. So greet the people, greet and meet the people, and say, hey, my why is.
Hey, good evening. God bless.
Good evening. Amen. Good evening.
My why is, why did I just see somebody almost die of a heart attack at my job just now? And I'm mentally just focusing now and recovering from it. That's my why for the night.
But what is your why of why are you here on earth? To see them get through their heart attack? Is that what you're saying?
Well, my why is, why do you have to work till you just, the man was about, he had to be about a good 69, maybe 70. And he asked for help before he fell over. His body just froze. He's still there. And he fell over and the chair fell on top of him. He turned all the way gray before we could get the ambulance in there. They took that long needle. You figure you see it on TV. And it's not my first time seeing death in action. So, to see take that long needle and stick it in that man's chest like that, and he jump up, and you know he come back to colorful. So it was just like, why did I have to see that tonight? It was wild, and that just happened to me. And someone told me I need to get on this phone call. Thank God that he went to church, and I'm pretty sure he had faith in the Lord. And they got him to the hospital one time because he was dead on the floor for about a good 3 to 5 minutes. That man heart stopped.
And nobody could revive him?
Yeah, they had to shoot the steroids in his heart.
Wow. Okay.
So
you okay?
That's not something I wanted to see. So you know.
Are you okay?
Just okay. I'm all right. I'm all right. I thank God that he made it on to the hospital and they was able to bring him back. You know. But he was dead. there for about a good 3 to 5 minutes on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And they went and took his blood pressure. It was 248 over something. I was like, oh, my God.
That's too high. Was he diabetic?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I know he was a lot older than me. He's probably old enough to be my father.
Mm-hmm. 69 is not that old. I'm sorry, Sam. I'm not laughing at that, but 69 is really not that old anymore. I'm 65, so don't say 69 is old.
No,
it's
old,
not.
Old is 100. Old is 105.
Yeah. I don't know.
And even when I get
that, you know what his diet was and how he took care of himself. All I know is, you know, I talked to him a couple of times. He cleans one side of the orthopedic center, and we clean the other side. And to go in there and see him like that, that one, it's got to happen to all of us. Eventually, we got to leave here and go on to glory. But I just was not ready to see that this evening. Not ready. So that was my question. I was just like, I know the answer to it. But it was just like, at the time, it was like, oh, why? Why I gotta see this?
Because a lot of times, that type of thing makes you or brings you closer to, you know, to God, to Christ, to the higher being. It's like, okay, God, you trying to tell me something? Do I need to, you know, sit up and fly right? You know, do I need to change my life? Do I need to do something different? Do I need to help somebody as I, you know, pass along? Do I need to change the way that I treat people? Do I need to change the way that I greet people, meet people? Is there something that you're trying to tell me? And then you get on this call tonight, and most people on here are ministers. I think everybody's a minister except for Chris. And Chris ministers in a whole different way. But to me, he's still a minister in essence. Because his ministry is building in homes and what have you. So we're all ministers of some sort, even though we don't think we are. We are. We're servants. We're ministers. We are here because we were called to be here on this line at this point in time on September the 21st, 2023. Do you remember the 21st night of September? Yes, I do. It was 4 years ago that my father was buried on this day. So I remember that for that reason. But then now I have another reason, because you just told me your story. Chris has told me his story. Pastor Betty told me her story. Apostle Chris told me his story. Eddie told me his. You told me yours. And then we're going to hear from Reverend Carolyn. And we heard from Reverend Ron, his story. So everybody on the line is, you know, even Eddie is a minister of sorts. You know, he doesn't know it, but he's sending me stuff and says, ooh, listen to this, listen to this, Doc, read this, read that. So everybody is here for a reason. That is our why. Why are we here? We are here for a reason. We are here for each other. You may not think about it that way, but we are here for each other. We are here to lift each other up. We are here to back each other. And we may not ever see each other, we're still here because we've been on these calls and we've talked to each other. We're like brothers and sisters already because God put us together for a reason. That is our why.
Yep.
You know, we have a reason. We have a why. Everybody's why may be different, but in the grand scheme of things, we all have a reason why we are here. We are here to help each other as we pass along the way. We are here to lift each other up. We are here to hear these stories and to pray one for another. Because, you know, Reverend Ronnie, he was like, okay, I wasn't ready for that one. But, you know, I had to jump on the call. He didn't have to jump on the call. But, you know, I think that he may have felt that there are people on the line who could hear his story and kind of help him. I don't say cheer him up, but, you know, kind of say, okay, you're going to be all right. You're here for a reason. You were there for a reason. You know, the man didn't pass away, but the miracle was he still is here. And, you know,
that's God's miracle.
Yep. for him to come back because it wasn't his time to go. I have been been to the gray area. I know it sounds crazy. I have been to the gray area. I donate platelets, and sometimes I just get so cold. And one time I got so gray, it's like, okay, I've never seen myself gray before. One of the girls says, do you need us to call the EMTs? I said, no, I'm okay. My lips were numb. My body was numb. Not the platelets, but the other thing that was going through my body was making my body tingling and numbing and all that other kind of stuff. And I said, no, don't call them. I'll be okay. Just keep on, you know, doing what you're doing. I'll be all right. I'll be all right. But there is a reason we are here, everyone, for whatever that reason is. God knows. He put us here for this appointed time. Sister Carolyn, Reverend Carolyn, what is your why? Why are you here? You're going to say, praise the Lord. Are you on mute? Reverend Carolyn? Okay, we'll come back to her. But does anybody else like to say something at this moment? The mics are open.
Well, it's no accident that we are all here. It's no accident that we all testified to our wives. And it's no accident that Reverend Ron was tell us about his friend or work colleague. For the most part, we're all being transformed for the new world. That's why the acts of love, that's why the words of wisdom, that's why healings, that's why the miracles. That's why all of the things that are happening that God wants to see is going on in the earth with people who love him, people who gather together and think upon his name and talk about him. Mm-hmm. He said, when they do that, he said, in the day in which I make up my jewels, ye shall be mine. Now, everybody on this line is predestinated to be here before the foundations of the world, before there was a when or where or issue in our lives. God knew that we would be here this night. Now, the special thing is unity. Unity. God loves unity. And most of the testimonies I've heard tonight are people who love God and got a deep yearning to please him. And when God is being pleased, well, then he releases love. He releases blessings. He be overwhelmed within himself because he sees people who's taking on his whole perfect and righteous character, who's going after what he desired to see before the fall, a man's So in God's eyes, the unity of us that believe and walk and in the faith, it make him happy tonight to see us in the frame of mind, love, and joy, and peace, and the spirit of health. All that pleases him, unity, unity. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
There you go. That part.
And God loves unity.
Amen. Anybody else? I know Pastor Betty wants to say something.
You know, he loves unity. He also loves the fulfillment of the work of his kingdom assignment that he has given us. You know, in the kingdom, there won't be anybody. There shouldn't be anybody homeless. There shouldn't be anybody in need or anyone. In his kingdom, there shouldn't be you know, any lack. And so we know that his kingdom is coming down to earth, right? We know that, right?
Right. Right.
Because John said, I've seen a new heaven and a new earth. Mm-hmm. For the old, the former had passed away. And so
yeah,
we've
right.
got to, we don't know when it's coming. It could be any day. We know,
right.
I'm going to say this one thing that I know, that God is in
mm-hmm.
the earth. And mm-hmm. right now, there's heaven. It's an open door. There's an open door. It's
yes.
not going to shut and God goes back up there. What God is
mm-hmm.
saying, I'm giving you time to get
mm-hmm.
in position for what I
mm-hmm.
need you to accomplish. He said, the
mm-hmm.
poor are going to have with you always.
With always.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to
mm-hmm.
be there always.
Mm-hmm.
The widow, the orphan, those
mm-hmm.
that need help,
mm-hmm.
those that are in need of a servant, they're going to be with you always. Go
mm-hmm.
and help them.
Yeah.
Whatever you can do to help them, it helps
mm-hmm.
me. He went on to say, whatever you do for the least of these, my little ones,
mm-hmm.
you do
mm-hmm.
all unto me. And so we're
mm-hmm.
at this juncture, you know, in Christianity, we're at this juncture where we can move forward and make a difference, not to our glory, but to God.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Because it is going to take every player that's around this table to make it happen,
mm-hmm.
and maybe, you know, a couple of others, but it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen. The majority don't have to be us. The majority has to be God, and he's already the majority. And so, you know, we're excited about what God is getting ready to do. We're excited about the number of people that are coming off the street and
Amen.
That's going to be able to purchase a home for the probably some of them the first time in their lives have been living on the street for 20 years. I mean, can you think of what joy that's going to give them? Can you think of the reward that God's going to give you? It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. He didn't say just bless those that bless you.
Mm-mm.
What about those that don't have anything? How can we bless them? How can we help them?
Mm-hmm.
And so my mind goes there. My heart goes there. My spirit goes there. I'm constantly asking people, how can I help you? What can I do? Can I help you find a place? Can I help you do this? Because we need to know that if we didn't help someone along this journey that we call life while we were here, the Bible says, you know what? Do it while it's day, because night's coming and no man will be able to work. But we didn't do what we were supposed to do. We're going to have to answer some questions for him. I give you several things to do, and you come before me, and you call me Lord, Lord, but you did not what I could.
That's right.
Depart from me. No, you're not. Depart. So we have an opportunity here to do even more and more for the kingdom of God. For some individuals that, oh, my God, you all, that could be so gracious, so thankful to God, so indebted to God, so in love with God, knowing that God did this for them, that they would be on fire, disciples, running and spreading the word everywhere. And that's what God needs to have. He can't come until the word is spread everywhere.
That's what he said.
It's got to be spread everywhere. And that's what we are running short in that area, you know, right now. We know that we have a lot of platforms. We have television. We have radio broadcasts. We have teleconference lines. We have in-person worship services. But some of these people that are out on the streets with nowhere to go, they don't have a radio. They have a government cell phone, so they have limited access. They can't see a TV.
Have
they heard the word? No, they haven't. And whose responsibility is it to get the word to them? Ours. Since we know we need to do better. When you know better, you do better.
You do better.
You know, and just to add to what
pastor is saying. In 1 Timothy 6 and 6, it tells us godliness with contentment bring forth great gain. Now, the defining of great gain is wealth, favor, and resources. The defining of great gain. Wealth, favor, and resources. But all of this comes when a person submits to godliness. For the scripture said godliness with contentment brings great gain. So if people want to get out of an impoverished state, all they got to do is come to God and then learn his ways and then be content therein. When you delight in God, when you be happy in God, then that's when he gives a man or a woman the desires of their hearts. But you gotta, as Pastor Bennett said, the word has to go out and compel them and compelling them, show them, hey, listen, you know what they say the word education means? They said the word education means to strengthen and to bring out one's faculties intellectually, physically, and morally, and to show him or her their manifold capacities in which they are able to operate in, right? Well, we have to let them know that through Christ Jesus, you can do all things. Holiness.
Right.
Godliness with contentment brings forth the wealth.
You don't have to
beat down the walls. You don't have to rob. You don't even have to beg. You could just come to him wherever you are, whatever state you're in, and I guarantee that your life will change the moment you come to God. Some people say, well, it don't happen right away. Well, yes, it do happen right away. Because when you come to him, your position changes.
Right then, immediately. Straight away.
And then when your position changes, and you really start believing in God and just listening to him within yourself, then your condition starts to change. And when the condition starts to change, then that's when the spirit takes over your body. And when the spirit takes over your body, over your mind, and over your heart, then you're no longer running after the desires of yourself.
Right.
But then you want to please the Creator, take on his holy and perfect and righteous character. And when that happens, then godliness with contentment brings the wealth, brings the favor, and brings the resources. So, yes, there is a responsibility, and responsibility calls for ability, and ability calls for responsibility. So the responsibility is on us because God has given us the ability through the word, through Christ's sacrifice, to speak it unto them, and then they be converted, and then their lives will change.
Huh.
I land the plane right there.
I thought you were still sailing, too.
Amen.
Eddie, you have anything you'd like to say? You look quiet over there.
Me?
Eddie.
Oh,
Eddie.
Brother Eddie. Mm-hmm. I would say Pastor Betty, not Bro Eddie.
Oh. Like I'm always talking.
That's okay. Yeah, that voice that's very calming to the ears. He's probably out there doing something. But no, I And it's funny because I had no idea what I was going to, what my subject was going to be tonight. I planned this within the last, at about 8 o'clock tonight. It's like, oh, Lord, what am I going to talk about? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And, you know, then it was wonderful. We have all these people, you know, telling us about their why they are here, what the reason is they're here. You know, God has a plan for us. You know, we don't know what our real reason is. God has a plan for us, and if he's giving you the talent to go hither and thither, that's what you do. You may not all know what our talents are, but, you know, we find them out one by one, or he gives us even more. If we're doing one real good, just give you another one. You handle that. You can get another one, handle that. But the reason why I ask why is because there's so much going on in the world today that, you know, do we want to stay here? Do we want to end our life like a lot of people do because they can't handle it, you know, and that's another reason why I just be throwing stuff out there. So why are you ending your life so early when we need you here, we want you here, we you know, you'd be missed in life? Why are you so depressed? Is there something that I can do to lift your spirits? Is there something that we could do to lift your spirits? Is there something that is happening to you that we could take that pain away? You know, there's a lot of whys out there. There's a lot of reasons we do.
There is.
You know, and ask these questions. And so it's just like, you know, it's a simple question. Why? What is your why? What is your purpose? Why are you here? What? No, should I say, why do you feel you are here? Because it's just the feeling that's why we're here. God has a purpose. Yeah. God has a plan, as the song says. You know, so, you know, maybe we just need, as I was given this word today, be still and know that I am God. And that's kind of another reason why I said why. It's like, okay, why? And someone said, just be still. This man came into the store today, and he said, we were talking, and it was just fascinating just to speak with him, you know, talking about, you know, wow. This shell that we are is just holding us together. We really need to be out there as a light in the world.
That's
and let
right.
our light show and not just be, you
That's
know, confined
right.
to this little shell that we are. You know, we are part of the water. We are part of the land. Take your shoes off and immerse your feet in the dirt. You will feel so much better, even if it's for a half hour. You get grounded and it's like, oh, my gosh, all my troubles just went away through my feet because I got, you know, grounded with Mother Earth. People don't understand that we are part of the earth. That is why we're here to nourish the earth.
Are.
We're here to nourish, you know, the reason, you know, we're here as women is to, you know, birth babies, to birth ideas, to birth all these things. The men are here to protect those ideas. The men are here to protect those women. The men are here to provide, to profess, to love us, you know. And this weekend is that M4 Virtual Summit, Dr. Monica Jackson. Make sure you get your ticket because it's going to be amazing. And it starts
can you
tomorrow.
Send that out
and
again?
I certainly
can
will.
You send that, okay, thank you.
I will. I certainly will. But it's like, and it's not just for men. It's for everybody. And it starts with men because the men have gone through so much. And I'm just so grateful that there's 12 men talking about their stories, you know, and the world needs to hear this because it has happened to not just this person and not to just to that person, but it's happened to a lot of people. Hey, hey, James, how are you? Oh, man, just joined me in the chat room, one of my faves. He joined me in the chat room. So, you know, we need to lift each other up. We need to engage. I mean, I'm so busy that I'd be so tired by the time I get home. It's like, I don't even know if I can even have a show tonight. But here I'm, you know, because people look forward to coming together, even if it's for a few minutes and they have to go get another call or, you know, do what they have to do. But I just appreciate those people stop, dropping, and rolling into the station because it brought so many people together. It's like, hey, can I get this person's number? Hey, can I get what they do? Hey, you know, what are they doing again? You know, Eddie, he has, you know, this program. We were doing Melaleuca for a while. And it's like, okay, that would be too much. But that product is wonderful. I love Melaleuca. But it's just that, okay, they were sending things as always, you know, just as a, you know, what do you call it, automatic shipment. I didn't need all that stuff, so I just stopped. But, and I missed those products because they were some wonderful products. But we are all here for a reason. That is our why. We just have to live our why. And we heard the reason why we think we're here, you know, what we believe we are here, but how are we still enough to really know why we are here? And, you know, to what do you call it, invoke, evoke, talk about, whatever you want to call it, scream, tell the world, hey, I'm here because God wants me to be here for a reason. I'm here for a reason.
Amen.
You know, and
amen.
I just have to be still long enough to know what my reason is. And it says, be still, for I am God. And this, the other day at church, is the simple words, Genesis 1:1. What does it say? In the beginning, God. You know, stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go no further. In the beginning, God. Okay. He created everything. He did everything. He knows why we are here. We just have to be still and know that he is God, so we know why we are here. And sometimes we have to do the old, the cleanse and just be still and, you know, fast and so on and so forth. But we just need to go to God to find out, why, God, am I here? Am I a disciple? Am I to go out and preach and teach the word? And am I here as a servant? Am I here as a leader? Am I here as a follower? Am I here as a fisher of men? Am I here to teach how to fish? Am I here to learn how to fish? Why am I here? You know, and a lot of times we're so busy in our lives hustling and bustling that we don't know. What, we just keep on going through life, doing the old rote, R-O-T-E thing. And it's like, okay, if I change my life for one day, would it make a difference? Yes. If he says, oh, I didn't know I could do this. Oh, okay. If I keep doing this, maybe God will help me do something else. Oh, man. Okay. He's put this education and knowledge in me so I could do something else to help somebody else along the way. That's why we are here, you know, because we could have been taken a long time ago. But there is a reason why. We are here.
And say that's why we're still here.
Why we are still here, correct. Because those who have gone on before us, they left a legacy as to how we got here. You know, we need to just figure out how to stay here. Some kind of, sort of. Because some of us are leaving this, as some people would say, ERT, E-A-R-T, too fast, way too fast. And we just need to just slow down and hear that still, small voice of God telling us why we are here. As Reverend Kevin was in Bible study last night, was talking about worship, you know, worshiping God. And the verse that Reverend Ron talked about, that's the last verse that we talked about in Bible study last night, was Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:6, because it's still up in my Bible gate. That's like, that sounds familiar. I think we had that last night, which we did. That was the last thing we talked about last night. So, you know, y'all missed it, so y'all go back and hear. We had church again. Y'all missed it. Y'all need to listen.
You need to listen.
But no, it was good. It was really, really good. Missed you last night. But it's just good. And I just really do appreciate everybody who comes in, you know, from time to time. You know, they may come for a moment. They may come for the whole 4 or 5 hours. But sometimes we were here two nights until 2:30 in the morning. Not one, not two, but 2:30 in the morning, talking about
the
14th Amendment, Section 3. Yes, y'all, Amendment 14, Section 3. And I just really appreciate the topics that come through people. I know, I think Eddie had a topic that he wanted us to talk about. And then a text somebody had sent me a YouTube about us being Ethiopians and where we came from. It's like, okay, I'm going to send this out to all of my pastors and preachers and all those so that maybe we could talk about it on a Bible study. And if not a Bible study night, on a Thursday night. because it's like, this is real cool, this, you know. So I would send out the YouTube that I got in the emails and texts and whatever so people can see it, and then we could talk about it on a Wednesday or Thursday night, probably a Thursday. But it's just real interesting, really interesting information as to how we got started as a people and how we need to go forth as a people. And it was just interesting. And somebody had talked about, maybe y'all can answer this question, you know, there wasn't the letter J, so why did we say Jesus and not Yahweh or Yahshua? You know, it's like, okay, that's a good thing to talk about, I guess. You know, maybe it can be explained, because I don't know. You know, people get used to saying Jesus, but is that really what we're supposed to be saying and not Yahweh or something else? So it's like, okay, am I being conflicted? You know, is there other things? They were talking about the Book of Enoch. It's like, Book of Enoch? Okay, what's that? So there's a lot out there that I'd like to explore, and maybe somebody else in out there in the, you know, atmosphere can explain it to Lucy, me. I'm Lucy. You know, all these things out there. So it'd be a good night to maybe listen to the YouTube that I heard and have, and then maybe discuss it on a Thursday. So anyway, I'm landing my plane. Anybody else have something to say? Eddie, you want to say anything? Because you use my intellect on the what do you call it, the Arskanarskis, or what do you call them? I can never say the word. Eddie? He might be doing something else. Okay. But anybody else like to say something as I land my plane?
You know, if
Apostle Chris? Go ahead.
Again, if people really want to change, and have a desire to change, then they too have to put forth an effort to hear the word of the Lord. Because once you hear the Bible say, you're going to hear it, you're going to be converted. Now, everybody wants to know how to eradicate poverty. Everybody wants to know how I can get out of this ditch of poverty that won't let me do anything I need to do because I don't have what I need to do it with. I'm just out of here, you know? Well, the scripture is real. Now, but the scripture has to be put to use. It has to become a part of your life. Your life has to become the scripture, and the scripture has to become your life. When that happens, then the power of the scripture works through your life. If the Bible say that if you come out of sin and you change and come to God, that he's going to give you everything that you need, the resources, the wealth, and the favor. What you waiting on? We got to compel people. That's the part of us. We got to compel them. Yeah. What you waiting on? You want to change. The change is here. We got the antidote. We as the people of God that follow God from within by the spirit of truth, we're not searching for the solution. We're not searching for the antidote. We have it already. Why? Because we are on God's side. We're experiencing God's love, been doing it for a while. We know he's real. We know he's going to come through regardless of the situation. So it's our duty now is to be a witness of the power that can change the lives of the people that are blinded by the God of darkness of this world.
That's it. That's it.
And this real-life conversation, you could call it preaching if you want to because it's scripture and it's real. But this is real-life instruction.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to come out, I'll tell Africa. I'll tell the starving people everywhere. I tell everybody that's poor anywhere. If you want to get rid of your poverty, if you want to come and walk out of it,
then take on godliness. And when you take it on, be content how the Lord move you and modulate your life from one phase to another. And then watch what happens. The wealth you need is going to come, and it's going to come in abundance. Right. The favor you need, people say, I need an opportunity. I need somebody to believe in me. I need somebody to look, open the door for me. The favor will come if you are in godliness. And then not only favor, the wealth, the resources, that could be whatever you need, house, car, kids, wife, husband, dog, cat, whatever you need. God's got it, and his people got the answer for you that don't know him and that's suffering. Even if you're not poor and you're just confused with all of the mayhem and the chaos that's going on in this world that we live in, under the carnal commandments of men, it's chaos. In the White House, it's chaos. In the outhouse, it's chaos everywhere. So people now, they got to have a strong foundation to stand upon, because the one that they've been building their lives on is crumbling, and it's crumbling everywhere. So the only real foundation that they have, it is in us. And that's why Jesus told us, he said, be witnesses. Witnesses of what? Witnesses of the life, the power of the life-changing word of God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll cut asunder a bad spirit from a soul. It's a lot of people got bad spirits. It's a lot of idolatry going on. If you look on the social media, everybody got a stack of cards telling people their future. On every turn, it's about they flipping cards. I mean, they throwing them up and down just like you do dice. And they throw them up, and then they stop and they tell the people, you know, what they want to hear, and then they go back to chunking the cards again. And I'm saying to myself, these people don't understand. They've been blinded, bamboozled, hoodwinked. Why? Because they're listening to somebody that's got the same situation they got going on. The true transformation of a life will come by God and his word. And he's going to send it through his people that believe in him. Why? Why are you going to send it through his people? Because Jesus is inside of his people. The spirit of truth is inside of his people. Wisdom is inside of his people. That's why he said you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We have learned who God is, and we have decided to follow him. In so doing, then he takes us back in love like he had with Adam and Eve before they failed. So here we are. We're on God's side now. We can say, Father, look at what's going on. Will you change that for us? He'll do it. Since we're on his side and we're with him, Jesus has given us access to go boldly before his throne, and we can present our bodies to him, a living sacrifice, because the power of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost is on the inside of us that can change things as far as our thinking and make us dismiss thoughts that are not needed. Well, since we can do these things, then now we can show others how to do it. Now, what has to happen? What has to happen? We have to be a witness. Now that you know, now that you've experienced, it's good to you, it's good for you, it made a difference in your life, turn around and put some of that goodness on someone else who has been blinded by the god of darkness of this world. That's why Jesus said the devil wouldn't want them to hear us, because at least they hear and be converted. So that's what we are out to do now. We know we know God is on our side and we're on his side. So now we got to tell him, say things that are not right that we can't change personally. All we got to do is say, God, look at that. Your words say this or your words say that. And guess what God's spirit is going to do? It's going to confirm. And there shall be a performance of everything that we speak, because we speak it not after the will of ourselves anymore. We ain't speaking it to be gratified or to see wealth to ourselves anymore, because we know that God already given us all things. We understand that. And we believe it, and we experience it, because we look around us and see what the Lord is doing in our life. So now we educate other people. Remember, y'all remember this, the term, the defining of education. The word education means to strengthen and bring out one's faculties intellectually, physically, and morally, and show him. We are to show them the manifold capacities that they have within them that they don't know that is there, because they've been blinded by the god of darkness of this world. We can't help them really bathing them in the knowledge of Socrates and Aristotle and all of the analysts from the old ancient side. We can't make nobody saved through that, because that don't have no saving power. The saving power comes through by, wherefore under the sun shall a man be saved, but by the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when we share that, and that lifestyle, that's when life changes for everybody. You can build up a house. You can give them money. But if their mind is not conditioned to the spirit of truth, you're going to have to go back and give them some more.
Yeah. That's true.
That's right. As I say, preach, brother.
Well, I mean, you say preach, but this is my conversation.
Right. It's a conversation. You be having some conversations now. If you don't have nothing else, you have conversations.
Deep conversations.
Deep. And I don't know. And this Sunday, Reverend Ron is preaching. So if you think he's just having conversations this evening, come on Sunday night. You can hear him preach. And as Brother Joe from another mother, he likes to hear him sing. So I don't know if he's ever gotten in a hold of any of his songs yet, Reverend Ron, but that's too funny. That's way too funny. He cracks me up. He just cracks me up. But no. Anybody else have anything they'd like to say? This is good reasons why. Ron, you okay? Not Reverend Ronnie, but Ron Jones.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening, and I'm grateful because I needed this. I needed this evening.
Amen.
You need to be reminded that your life is forfeit when you give it to God. You're going to see things. And there's going to be a lot of things that you're not ready for, but you just got to ask God. And you got to trust him. You know, I can't lean on my own understanding in some of these situations, because they would literally blow your mind.
Really?
That is true. That is so true.
And a lot of people might have been blown.
Right. That is true. That is so true. And, you know, and it's, you know, because even some of the other shows, Reverend Ron, he comes on and tells us these things that's happened to him. It's like, you know, you read about these things, but when you hear them firsthand, that's a whole different story. That's a whole different story. It's like, well, dang, Gina. Tell me more. You know, you just want to experience and live vicariously through people, because it's like, wow. Okay. This really happens to people. Wow. You know, so I like having these shows and be bringing up these, I won't say crazy topics, but topics of unique description. And I like to see the people who come on, because when we talked about the, was it the 14th Amendment, section, section 3, oh my goodness. If y'all went back and heard that discussion, you would think you were having a heated conversation, which kind of works. But it's like, okay, Sarge, it's not that deep, bruh. Take a breath. And I even asked him, I asked him, bruh, do you have blood pressure? Because he wasn't talking. He was actually yelling. It's like, okay, he needs to be prayed for because something is not right with him, you know. But to see, like, he was getting louder, thinking he was going to get his point across. It's like, Sarge, we are not from another country. You don't have to yell to get your point across. We are not deaf, you know, so I don't know. But, I mean, that was the evening that we had the two sessions that went until 2:30 in the morning. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
it was
good, though. It was good. Woo, it was good. It was heated, but it was good. It was really good. You want to say anything about that, Reverend Ron?
Well, yeah. The way it was, you know, it was people being hypocritical. What am I saying? It was like the Republican Party, right? They were,
mm-hmm.
they've been beating up on the Democrats and beating up on Joe Biden. They want to fire the FBI. They want to fire the Justice Department. They want to just kill every agency in America that protects America, right? And so I just listened to them that whole week, and the ladies was on there, Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor and Jordan and Gates and a few of the other ones. They was just hammering on the system of America. Everything about it was terrible, you know? How about this woman, Lauren Boebert? She went to she's a congresswoman from Colorado, Republican congresswoman. How about she went to the theater to see in Colorado to see Beetlejuice, her and her friend, you know? And how about this congress lady inside of the theater, her friend takes her breast out and starts playing with it in the theater, and not only that, she started giving him a hand job in the theater. This all happened, and this the same woman was up on the congress floor talking about how children don't need to see certain things and all this kind of stuff. And the hypocrisy came out a few days later. What she was saying that the children didn't need to see, she performed it in an auditorium in front of a whole audience of people. Can you imagine that? This congresswoman who's been up talking about how, and like the Republicans do, how no good everybody is and how corrupt everything is. And right after she got through talking, a few days later, she goes out to the theater and have sex, open sex in front of the whole audience. Now, is that hypocritical or what? So you can't put your trust in politicians. You can't put your trust in the ways of the carnal commandments of men, because it's all fatal. It's out of a fallen mindset. The logic is fallen. The advanced logic is fallen. All about man's creation of what he's doing is failing and falling. Some people say, well, those are some highly educated people. No, it's not. Because if they was, the deficit wouldn't be $36 trillion for the country. If they were highly, highly, highly intelligent, coming out of Ivy League schools, if they had the answers, if they were the mathematicians, if they were the historians and all this kind of stuff, the country wouldn't be in a $36 trillion deficit right now. They don't know what to do to get it right. So the only thing they can do to get it right is follow the spirit of the Lord. They're not historians, because the historians know that the founding fathers, they weren't reading and they weren't writing back there then in an advanced way. What they done was they moved by signs of the spirit to make different advancement at, and towards civil life.
They didn't have no institutions, no universes. They only had the system of the spirit. If you read anything about history, you'll know that the founding fathers, which built this, what they say built this country, they did it on the spirit of God. That's why they said, in God we trust. All this new knowledge came was to advance and civilize life into civilization. But far as the way the country was built, it was not built on modern-day technology. It was built on the spirit of God. That's all they knew, and that's all they functioned by. So now we got to get back to, with the knowledge, with the civilized life, with civilization, we got to get back to the God that gave it to us and not sit up and try to pretend that we're the one came up with the knowledge to play pretendery over other men and other women. God don't want that. It's God. God's justice means everybody have more than enough, not just haves and haves, nots and all that kind of stuff. That's the spirit of self, man, and the devil. That's why fighting is. That's why fighting is involved so vehemently, because of what? Men want to be greater than other men. Men want to say the Republican Party is the smartest and the Democrat Party is the smartest. And they know that the knowledge that they have come from God, but they just don't want to acknowledge it come from God. They want to put it on man. They want to put it on groups. They want to put it on status and statistics. And it's not that. It's holiness. Holiness, godliness with contentment is what brings forth great gain. If America turned from its devilish ways, then guess what would happen? America would be a better place. You know what I mean? Now, everybody's an immigrant just about that's in America, right? Everybody's an immigrant that's here. They come from Europe. They come from Africa. They come from Chinese, Portuguese, everywhere. Now, all these other people that has come over here, immigrating over here, instead of the immigrants that God done blessed here, open up and be a blessing to them, they're trying to put you out of the country, talking about they're going to mess up everything. They ain't going to mess it up no better than when your people came over here from Europe. When they ran over here from Europe, they needed help. They needed a place to build and grow crops and all this kind of stuff. These people need help the same way. And I urge people that's really got a lot and been blessed, open up your door. If you got mansions and you got back houses, open up your door. Be a blessing to those people, because you don't know how God is going to use those people, and then you don't know how he's watching to see how you're going to help them. You remember the scripture says, when I was hungry, did you give me any meat? When I was thirsty, you didn't give me no drink. When I was outdoors, you didn't take me in. So this is also to see how well we can move and how strong we really are, how we can lend a hand to people that's not our kinfolk, people that we don't know. Will we still be a blessing to them? Or will we say, I don't know who that is. They coming over here to eat up all my eggs, and they coming over here to take over all of my crops and go get my wife and my woman and go get my house and all this. Man. So if people would come back or come to God, then their life will change, because it's by God that we all are where we are. We enjoy what we enjoy. Nothing we have, we didn't receive. It all came through God, whether it be you the smartest genius that ever existed upon the earth, the knowledge and wisdom came from God. Whether you can build the most fantastic and marvelous attraction to look upon, the knowledge came from God. Whether you build the cars, the motors that run the fastest, the knowledge came from God. Look how advanced God man is in God's knowledge, and some of them want to acknowledge it. You can build a bridge over an ocean now. So look at God. It's all about the creator. We're the creatures. God is the creator. So if we creatures, he created us, we don't know more than him. We won't ever know more than him. We still, even though we have advanced to be endless believers with power. We're still waiting on God to talk to us and tell us the next move. When we get to eternity, eternity will be just getting started, but we'll still be waiting on God to tell us the next move. So it's all about our Creator, not the creature.
Creator, amen. Not the creature. All right, yeah. All about the Creator, not the creature.
I got to get off of here, you all. I got to get ready to go to work.
Okay, well, thank you. Yes.
Is Brother Chris still on the line?
No, he dropped earlier. Did you need to speak to him?
No, I just wanted to know what size the what size those houses was, and how much would one cost?
That one that he had sent, he said, hold on, because I asked the same thing. I have to remember what he said. But Brother Ronnie Jones, thank you for joining us. You know, pray. You know that the gentleman who had the heart attack will be all right, which I do believe he's going to be all right. And it was meant for you to see what you saw so that you could tell us so that we could pray for him. So we're going to say a prayer for him before we end our show this evening. So I know you got to get ready for work. So if you want to say a prayer for him before you leave, or just have us say one later on, you just let us know.
I want y'all to say a prayer for him. And,
okay.
Say a prayer for me as well. God bless you all.
Certainly will.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Rest well. That one that you had seen is around $50,000. It says it can be done a lot cheaper, but that is a turnkey. So that is a $50,000 one. But still, that's still beautiful. And that could be taken anywhere. It could be taken to Africa, from Africa to the States, to Australia, to Austria, to New Zealand. It can go anywhere. So, you know, if you want to pick up and move it from country to country, state to state, it can be moved. I think it's, I don't know if you move it on the rack that it's on, but it's like, oh, it's just beautiful. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. But I think you all have his telephone number. Is that not correct?
Yes. How many square feet that is?
Don't make me lie. I don't know. Don't make me laugh.
Okay.
But no, it's just beautiful. It doesn't seem very big, but when you look at it on the inside and all, it's like, wow. That's all I got to say is, wow. It's just beautiful. But, because I know one he was saying, I can't remember how many square feet, but I will put you guys together in an email together if you don't have his, I'm sure you do have his email, and then you could find out everything again. But, I mean, can you imagine how many of those places, if they were put together, as they call them, tiny homes, on lots for people? And then he also has the one with the solar, where you could, you know, have the solar attached to the house, so you could have your own little greenhouse and have your own place to, you know, grow your own food and what have you as well. So, he just is amazing to me. He is just amazing to me. And the thing that I have thought about. So, if y'all ever know a heart doctor or anything like that, because what he does, or what they do, is they create it with a 3D printer, right? So I'm just throwing this out there to the universe. So if anybody comes up with it, that's all right. You know, you don't have to give props to me. But what if somebody could figure out how to build like a heart on a 3D printer, or a liver on a 3D printer, or a part that's needed for a child or somebody on a 3D printer. Wouldn't that just be interesting? And, you know,
really?
What do y'all think?
And it's probably coming.
You know what I'm saying?
Coming.
I mean, they make guns on 3D printers. So why can't they do a heart or a liver or you know, a piece of anatomy that can, I'm just wondering, that came across my mind the other day. It's like, wow, what if they could do that? They could just print a heart and it works.
Hey, I got you.
AI,
AI got it. Huh?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure that they do. I wouldn't be surprised. AI probably does. The artificial intelligence.
Yeah, I got it. Uh-huh.
Y'all didn't join me the other night on the, they cloned Tyrone. I had it cloning, seeing doubles. We did. We talked about cloning the other day. Mm-hmm. I have some pretty interesting titles.
They
do. I mean, yeah, that's a movie.
That's a movie.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I had just talked about it because we talked about, are they really cloning humans? And they say with air quotes, they haven't successfully cloned a human, but they have cloned rats, cats, dogs, sheep, pigs, what else? Some other animals as well. So they have cloned animals, but they have not cloned a human as of yet, not successfully. Mhm. So
yeah, I got.
We talked. Go ahead.
I got about 5 acres clear. My house sitting on about 3/4 of an acre.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I think y'all talked about that, you know, having homes put on, and they don't have to be even that elaborate, you know, just as you say, the little tiny homes, you know, for someone just to be able to lay down and have a place to eat, sleep, cook, and use the restroom. That's, if they had that shelter, can you imagine how many people would get off the street? And what did he say? How many houses did he build? Did they build for Nashville? How many thousand?
I don't remember, but.
Uh-huh.
I said, I don't
Go
remember,
ahead, Chris.
But he was talking a good talk. I enjoyed him, you know. But,
I love me some Chris. He is so down to earth. I love me some Chris. I love him. Apostle Chris. We got Chris Collins. You like him because we got the same name. That's the only reason why you like him.
No, I like him because I like him because he talking my kind of talk.
See, and that's exactly what we need. And that's why I asked him if he ever took this to Congress. But he says, "Why not? I need to take it to Congress." But he says he's taking this to the Congress of California or something like that. And you guys weren't on earlier, but there was a young lady on the line that had driven from North California down to South California to meet with Elon Musk about this project. So, you know, if you can imagine the right people get together, we could, like you said, we could end homelessness. You know, we can end a whole bunch of things, you know, because you can build these houses and build them in, what, 8 hours. And if you have the right amount of people to build them, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In 8 hours. You know.
The last time we spoke, I thought, I guess about that. Is Ron still on here? Ron?
Who?
Reverend Ron. 7-9. I guess I thought that we were going to get a meeting together to discuss doing something like this in Arkansas. And I never heard anything else from it because I thought I remember he and Chris say, well, just let me know because I'll get on a flight and head to Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting to hear something, and I haven't heard a word from anyone. So this tonight was my first time hearing any more about it. I'm very excited. And I'm the kind of what, you know, vision is shown to me.
I'm the kind that it's written, I've read it. Okay, now let's run with it. Let's do it.
Right.
Get these people
right. Because I think I sent you his telephone number, did I not, in a text?
I don't remember seeing it, but you may
I
have
think sent
it
to the 559. I think I don't know. It is the 5595 number, or let me see. I can check in just a second.
The 6999 number, more than likely.
Okay.
I don't have the phone with me right now.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay,
but
I'll take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a look at it.
But it's just amazing. Just let me see if Reverend Ronnie is still with us. I changed. No, he dropped. Ronnie Jones dropped as well. And so we still have Bruh Eddie, the Bennett, and, well, Reverend Carolyn's out there, but she's in class, so she's just listening. So, So it's basically the Bennett's and Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie's being quiet out there, so he may be doing something else at the time. But yeah, but Brother Eddie. Okay. But yeah, I will check to see where I sent his information to, because I want to say I did. And what I may do also is just create a chat with all y'all, but I didn't want to do that because, you know, I just want to let you all kind of get together and do that call and what have you. But, yeah, y'all ready, dude. If you got acres and stuff,
yeah,
I'll
need
some people. Oh, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So did I give you his number?
I'm going to look. Oh, actually, hold on. I do have you on the phone. 1 second.
Okay. Because I know that I'm trying to think of what. No, let me see. Bennett. Bennett. Because I know I thought I had sent it that evening.
Is your name on there anywhere?
It would be a text from me, so.
Okay.
It'd be a text from me, so. Okay. Let me see here.
This lady's mind, guaranteed income for life, Ralph Steele. Self-check 1212, number 7, financial check.
It's not on the 69999 one. It's not on that one.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Let me see.
It might be on the other number. Let me see. The 5595. It's not on the one.
Wild of America, close to you. Fourteenth
Amendment, Section 3. What's your wine?
That's 6 miles. That is awesome. And I will send it again. Please, will you
please? Mhm. I will send it again.
Okay.
Because I know you had like 3 phones or something out there. So.
I only have 2.
Only 2. Okay, only 2.
One's work and one's personal. So. That's okay.
And you know what? I may have sent the email to you all. So you may want to check your email.
Yes, ma'am. Let me see. Okay.
May want to check the email because I know I had sent it. I thought I sent it to the 3 of you or 4 of you, actually. I know Bennett is under the 1. So let me see in my sent mail. And I sent you the information on the M4 Summit this weekend. Oh, I'm already in. Okay. Yes. But, yeah, I will find that out for sure. And make sure you guys get that information. Because that would be wonderful. So how many homeless do you have in Arkansas?
We have roughly, I want to say roughly 2,000
okay. or even more in some situations. Mm-hmm. When you look all over the city, I mean, they're just spread mm-hmm. out all over the city. They're even,
right.
you've got to include North Little Rock as well because you basically just cross the bridge. And they're
okay.
all in between buildings in the downtown area under bridges. And you just don't get
under
to
bridges.
Really
mm-hmm.
see a lot of that. And then you've got a lot of homeless people that are, some hotels have turned their
right.
hotels into
mm-hmm.
Pay to stay, kind of like, you know,
yeah.
weekly rate to keep, you
okay.
know, the homeless in some place to live. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they're trying to solve the problem by using
right,
older
right.
hotels to do that, but it's not solving the whole
mm-hmm.
problem. And many of these people
okay.
are getting disability checks. Many of them are disabled debt.
Mm-hmm.
So they have
mm-hmm.
the finances
to
either
what
purchase
they need to do.
And do what they need
mm-hmm.
to do. It's just they don't have the access to them.
Okay.
So giving them
okay.
access would make a huge difference. So we would probably, I wish we could build one that we could house at least two people in each one, and we could start with about
right.
10,
mm-hmm.
get about 20 people off the street, and then behind us we've got another 5 or 6 acres. We could build a field of them.
you know what? And you can almost, depending on what you want to do, you can almost build a community, you know?
Yeah,
and like, you
a
know,
community.
You know, it, but, you know, depending on if they want to keep their houses or if they want to
mm-hmm.
and maintain them, or if, you know, with the skills that Chris has and everything, you could build like a hotel for them, and, you know, that way, you know, which is
that's
cheaper,
true.
Which that might
yeah.
be a thing to think about as well. But I had sent you guys, it was an email to Bennett, to Marshall, and to Collins on the 13th of September. I did not send any telephone numbers, so I'll put telephone numbers in here. And Chris said, let's see, he said, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, in the morning. So I will send you telephone numbers as well because I have the Hope for Housing, the Hope for the number for housing, the Hope FOR Housing, the Dream Habitat, and the Hope for Maui as well. So I will put telephone numbers in there, and that way you can communicate.
Now, what's so interesting to me is part of the vision that we were working
mm-hmm.
on with
mm-hmm.
the homeless
mm-hmm.
was
mm-hmm.
still a What's the Billy complex, and we were calling it the House of Hope, that would house
right.
a lot of individuals and allow them to transition, you know, over time
mm-hmm.
into
mm-hmm.
an independent facility, and then we transition some more back more into the house and let them stay there until they learn, you know, how to take care of business in the proper way
uh-huh.
and then transition them. So it's going to serve kind of as a thoroughfare. To getting them
okay.
to their destination, them off the street. So
do they have a destination is the question, or do they, they're
well,
so comfortable being out on the street that, you know, it's like, okay.
Many of them are.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be honest
okay.
with you. That's all many of them
mm-hmm.
want to do. But some of them
mm-hmm.
want to come from out there, and they want to be on the
okay.
other side. I'm using the word table because when they're on the other side of the table, they're serving those who are in. When they're on the flip side of the table, they're being served because they're in need.
Okay.
They love,
okay.
and they love to be on the side where they're serving. And so you're going to have a mixed bag. You're going to have those who say, you know, yes, I do. I do want a home. I do want to get off these streets. And,
mm-hmm.
and we hear that a lot, especially women. Many men, but you hear some men say, this is how I like to live because I don't want any responsibility and accountability. Well, that's their choice.
Okay.
That's it, you know. But those who want to better themselves, then we want to help you do that. We want to give you a helping hand and see if we can help you make that happen through what God has going on here. In the end, it's not us that, you know, it's doing it. it's God that's doing it through us. And so through that, I mean, they'll be discipled. They'll be taught the word. They'll know the goodness of God. Many of them know the goodness of God. We're going to close Christian to us.
And she's like,
they pray over the food. I'm like, wow. Mm-hmm.
And that's nice to see them do that.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because oftentimes, we're kind of a little bit timid when it comes to, are we going to run them away? If we say, let's circle for prayer. So most of them will say, somebody will say, well, let's pray, over the food that we serve. And they all join in. That's, if it's one in that condition talking to another in that condition, they all come together.
Mm-hmm.
They're all on one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But I think if we were just, we're all going to pray first, and they would say, oh, man, I know they're going to come with this. And just forget it.
Right.
Because I didn't treat it like that unless you listen to the words that's coming out of my mouth, you will not get fed. And I think it's because for this reason. Why did we come? We came to show love and mercy. And to be perform as a servant of God, to be the light to a dark area that you're living in right now. So they said, "Well, what's that mean?" And it opens up some dialogue for us. So how do y'all do? Well, can y'all come more often? Well, y'all really are. I can feel the love. I can feel the love. I'm afraid.
That's nice.
It's
that's
awesome.
Nice. That is great. That is really great. That's
not
cool.
Just to let you know,
I just sent it to you. That's what I just sent you. I sent you the telephone numbers to Chris, and I sent. I think I did. Yeah, I sent the numbers to Chris, and I sent Chris the number for you and for Reverend Ron, and since you and Apostle Chris are together, I didn't think I needed to send Apostle Chris's number. So, and then I also resent, I think I forwarded the email. No. I guess I was looking to see if you had gotten the email. It was just a blind copy to the Chris Bennett email, to Marshall, and to the Chris Collins email as well. And if I need to resend that, I'd be more than happy to.
Let me change my email box.
You know, about 100 miles south of here, it's a man got a tiny farm. He got a tiny house farm that he leased out to the government. For men that's coming out of prison.
Okay.
And he make buku the money. It's like a halfway house. But they stay in tiny houses. And I was gonna go down and look at them. But I think Chris got him beat.
Anything is better than nothing.
Yeah.
Anything is better than nothing. So
no,
you cannot. Right. Let me see. 501. I'm looking up. See, and that's what we need. We need people to come together. And I had asked them about Congress, like I said earlier, and it's like, forget Congress, because it would take an act of Congress just to, for them to do anything. So the best thing to do is get the people involved instead, because when people get involved, that's going to move the needle so much quicker and so much faster. So much quicker and so much faster. So, I don't know.
All power to the people.
Stuff, Hey, Eddie Rose. He arose from the dead. He arose. He arose. I'm messing with you, Eddie. You good, bro?
No, it's all right. I definitely, yeah. I'm just saying it's just the way it should be, all power to the people, which shouldn't be. Nor should we look for government to fix a lot of our issues, because that goes back to spoiling. Should the children of Israel be taxed? You know, they don't ask the people what they want anymore. They just do what they want to do because it's a parasitic environment. The only way things will be fixed and put back in divine order if the people will do what they need to do in true justice and love.
And that's what I think.
I don't have anything to do with that city either. Not that it matters, but I just was compelled to say that.
Well, your compilation is fine. Your compilation, did I say that right?
Yeah,
it's
fine.
But that's fine. But I do. I just appreciate my people. Like I said, you didn't have to do it, but I'm so glad you did. Because y'all could have done something else. Did you want information on these houses, Eddie?
Yeah, I've spoken to them. I just somehow wound up on that hamster wheel for a while, and that's why I haven't been able to get back in contact with them. But it's really incredible how it's a monumentous campaign. It's a necessity, but everything always works better when it's grassroots. There's always going to be some kind of obstruction, you know, some kind of belief system. But what he shared today really demonstrates how simplistic things are. You take everything that is basically spoiling out of the equation, just like what he said. It ain't about money. It's really about sweat equity. If you're really about change, then you just get involved. Because all of these things of this so-called world is basically an impediment. You know, there's a lot of ways to get rich, but why should getting rich be such a parasitic thing? You know, why should we have to pay taxes on something that was given to us by our Creator, which is land? You know, why should we have to be subject to such toxic food and things like that when we really could grow our own? It doesn't really take much space, but it does take, you know, refrigeration, because there are times when, you know, well, at least on the outside, you can't really grow vegetation.
Gotcha.
Is it really necessary to eat meat? It's not. There's a lot of belief systems that we were given. You know, the Essenes were vegetarians. They lived to be, you know, very old people. So is it necessary to eat meat? It's not. You know.
Because you can get your protein from other places. Right.
Exactly. Yep.
John
the Baptist ate locusts. You know, some people got others thinking that locust is the bug. No, a pod that grows on trees is called locust. It's actually, in other places, they call it carob. They made bread and soup out of it. You know, there's a lot of protein in that. Very healthy. Very stable.
Okay. Now, carobs, because don't people make, like that chocolate out of carobs as well?
That's what it is. But you know, it's basically how it's processed, just like flour.
Okay.
You know, a lot of things are roasted. So when things are roasted, it's cooked. So therefore, it becomes acidic because it's all the major enzymes and things like that is basically burnt out of it, you know. just like the difference between eating raw fruit and vegetables and cooking them, scorching something, the enzymes are still there, but if it's cooked, you know, just like collard greens, it takes a long time to cook it because it's a robust plant, but you can cook, you can have collard greens in juice, you could have it in a salad. The enzymes, the proteins, and the sugars are there. The human, the physical body basically lives off of different kind of sugars. It's good to eat corn, but corn syrup isn't a healthy thing for the body. And they make corn syrup, first word is corn, but it becomes a toxin. It becomes a toxin to the body when it's corn syrup. But natural corn will assist with cleaning your intestinal tract.
You know, the they used to transport corn across the state line. Yeah, because they made corn
moonshine.
Liquor, corn alcohol, moonshine. You know, it's a whole lot of stuff in corn and sugar. Yeah, you couldn't take corn to Louisiana or Mississippi or no neighboring states. You couldn't take it across the state line.
Yeah. And it's been hybrided also. There's hundreds of different strains of corn. But that's what started NASCAR, you know, taking it across state lines, going on them dirt roads and whatnot. Now, because of that, we got NASCAR.
Yeah. You know, when I was in Africa, and they use the kids there eat grasshoppers like we eat potato chips, and. You know, they asked me how grasshopper tastes. I'm like, I don't know. I just swallowed nuts. I just swallowed it. But you know, it's a form of protein. You know, they fry them in peanut oil. They first put them in hot water, you know, to get the wings and things off of. Then they fry them in peanut oil. You know, but They are good form of protein.
Same thing with carob, which is a plant, you know.
I said we could just eat off the land. We don't need to. No, we don't need to eat the animals. We could just eat off the land. That's what God gave us to do. Eat off the land.
Right.
And still be healthy, and still be, you know, have a long life. You know, it's nice to have a piece of meat every so often, but sometimes we got to cleanse our body from all that, those toxins and that waste. And we just keep piling it on and piling it on, and then those muscles keep on being, not muscles, I should say, well, everything around the middle section keeps piling on and piling on. Go ahead, Chris.
I could do without meat. You know, there's other forms of protein. You know, I was trying to tell our daughter, you know, that you know, that's peanut butter and protein. It's got proteins in it. You can buy a shake now with the Naked. They're called Naked Drink. You can buy them with protein. You can buy a protein drink. You know, you don't have to eat meat. I've been trying to get off of it.
Dude, you could take those mushrooms and bake them and process them different ways. You could put Tabasco sauce, you could put barbecue sauce on them. You go in certain supermarkets, they use mushrooms and they make chicken and different things that look like, you know, meat, but it's not meat. It's it's different kind of mushrooms. And they're very healthy. You know, some people say that mushrooms are a meat because they don't know if it's human or human, animal or vegetable. You know, I'm getting sleepy. Mushrooms are very, very healthy. Just like lion's mane is, I bet that might even help with dementia, you know, these toxins that's in the body, because mushrooms will feed your body and detoxify it at the same time.
And are you talking straight? Or are you talking sautéed or whatever else?
Either way, as long as it's not like fully fried. Anything closer to raw is still alive, just like coffee. If you take coffee and sit it in a cup and let it naturally blend together, that coffee is not acidic. But if you brew it or roast it, it becomes acidic. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting. And I, you know what? It's like we could, if we still had the Garden of Eden, can you imagine? You wouldn't need any cattle. You wouldn't need any meat. We have this plentiful garden of good eating. You know, some woman had to mess up the times. Yeah, we were without it for a little minute. You just got to eat. We have just got to eat right proper. And our bodies would be cleansed. Our skin would be nice and clean. Just everything about us would be just clean. If we just ate straight from the earth, as they say, E-A-R-T, earth. Eat from the earth.
I don't know if it was in the 60s or the 70s, but there was a bodybuilder. I forgot his name. It doesn't come to me. He was, I think he was a fruitarian. I don't even think he was a vegetarian. I think he was a fruitarian. And he won Mr. World, if not Mr. Universe, and he didn't eat any red meat. I mean, any meat. All he ate was either he was a vegan vegetarian or he was a fruitarian. And he was a bodybuilder. And he won the competition. So these things demonstrate, you know, how some of the things we've been told isn't fully accurate, you know. That's why I always refer back to, you know, letting your spirit be your guide. Because there's a lot of things out here that's basically, you know, to benefit the machine more so than to benefit the people. You know, a lot of people feel that democracy is a good thing, but sometimes democracy isn't the best thing. Humanitarianism is a great thing. Equality is a great thing. But money's not really important. People are important because they call fiat currency. So if the people's hand doesn't move that piece of paper, then that piece of paper is just like a model. You know, that's another reason why I emphasize again about, you know, what was demonstrated today. What's in your hand? Nothing. Are you willing to help? Yes. Follow me. Do this, do this, do this, and then duplicate it. You know? That's the way it used to be back in the day. Neighbor helping neighbor. You want your barn built? I want my barn built. Everybody come and help you build your barn. And then, you know, once your barn is done, you come and help everybody else build their barn. Sweat equity.
That's right. Neighbors helping neighbors. That's right.
Yeah.
Right. I'd love for that to be done down here in Florida as well. I don't know how many homeless people we have, but it's a lot.
There was shantytowns in California, I think, earlier this year. They tore them down. They didn't decide what they were going to do with the people. They just didn't want the people to have, you know, those structures in that area because, damn, it looked ugly, you know. Why are you going to do something like that and not have a place for those people to go? It's crazy. Just set that up first, because if you had a place for those people to go, they wouldn't have built those structures and homes for themselves to have shelter.
Imagine. If only, as they say, if only you can imagine a world where you're not hungry, not homeless. Boy, I tell you, next thing we know, we'll be in spaceships flying around trying to get to our next destination. Okay, we got the world covered. Let's go on our next destination. For that time, you know, some rocket may be built that's going to take us to the next planet. Forget the next level, to the next planet. But no. Anybody else have anything they'd like to add as I land my plane, as they say? We have the Bennett's and Eddie, and my girl Rhonda joined us. She's not going to say nothing. Reverend Carolyn, she's in class. So, anybody else have anything they'd like to say? Well, before I do my announcements, do we have any announcements?
I don't have any announcements.
Okay. Anybody else have announcements? You're going to pass on the belt? So, all right. So, Pastor Betty, do you mind praying for Ron and what happened this evening? And then I'm going to go into my announcements. And if anybody wants to, you know, hang out while I do what I do, they're more than welcome to. Go ahead. Pastor Betty.
Eternal God, we come tonight, Lord, to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. We know, Father God, that thou art God, and beside thee there is none other. We thank you, Father God, that you're the maker and creator of both the universe and of earth, God. And we thank you and praise you that you're the creator of us. As we acknowledge you as our Lord and our maker, our creator, our caretaker, we acknowledge, Father God, that all things seen, done, said are in your hands. So, Father, as we come tonight humbling ourselves under your mighty hand of grace, we ask that, Lord God, you would look down upon, is it Chris?
Ron.
Is it Ron? Ron, in a special way, God, and that you would reveal yourself to him in a way that you never have before, that you would make yourself so real to him and that he will be a partaker of the miracle-working power of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what his eyes have seen. We thank you, Lord, that what his ears have heard and what his heart has felt, because it felt compassion like you felt. It felt his eyes saw, you know, someone in a injured state or someone who was not stable. And that's how you saw us, God. I mean, you took all of our sins and all of our iniquities, all of our inequities, everything to the cross, God, and you nailed them there once and for all for us. So, Father, we thank you on tonight. As we pray for Ron, that you will be his strength. You will be his shield. You will be with him tonight and tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
Yeah.
And, Lord, that you would give your angels charge over him right now, wherever he is, to bear him up, to encourage him and to strengthen him. Lift him up, Lord God, that he will be able to stand and stand on your word, God. Now, Lord, we're asking you, Father God, to surround that co-worker wherever he is with the hope of angelic healing angels, God. We're asking for the power of the Holy Spirit himself to enter into the room where the sentiment lay or the worker lay and begin to do a mighty and a magnificent work on that person to bring them back to normalcy, to heal, to deliver, and to set free in an expedient and a quick manner. Yeah. Lord God, we just thank you because we know that you are able. Your word, Lord God, says that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above,
exceeding and abundantly above what we can ask.
And Lord God, that it's way above what we could ever imagine. You can do it, God. We're asking you tonight, Lord God, we're coming into agreement on one accord. And Lord, you said where there's two or three gathered together on one accord asking anything in your name, that you would perform it. And that your word will not return until you void, God, but it will accomplish what it was meant to do. I send your word to the hospital. I send your word to run right now.
Yes,
let them
yes.
know, Father God, that you are standing in their presence right now. Yes, in the name of Jesus, let them feel your presence all around them.
Thank you.
Your love saturate their heart, and let your joy be upon them, Lord God. Oh, we thank you. We praise you, Lord, as you are raising this man up off his sickness because you are able. You are more than able. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor because you're so worthy, God. We thank thee, God, for thy great mercy. We call upon thy mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus. Deliver him. Deliver him. Cause him to live and not die. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask you, Father. And God, we're believing that you're going to do this for us. Acknowledging, like the three Hebrew boys said, even if you don't do it, you're able. You're more than able. But God, we're asking you to please do it for us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Yes. And amen. Thank you. Thank you. Always good to have prayer. Yes. Okay, so today the announcements are as follows. Let me see, let's get over here. Of course, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have the M4 Summit, Dr. Monica Jackson. You can get tickets from her and through her at drmonicajackson.com/M4Summit. And you can get ticket information and more information from her. What else do we have? On Sunday, we have Reverend Ronnie Marshall, who will be speaking to us. You heard him so eloquently talking earlier. You'll be able to hear him speak on Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. He's out of Little Rock with the True Worshippers Ministry. And then, of course, on Sunday, he's speaking. And then, support Reverend Ronnie Marshall and his music ministry. You can hear it on anything that's musically inclined, CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, YouTube, Spotify, all those, Apple Tunes, all those. So go out and support him, and you probably can find him under Ron Marshall instead of Ronnie Marshall. I call him Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And so in order to keep me on the air so you can have more shows like this one, what is your why? And we had a good conversation as to what is your why. Go ahead and donate to Cash App, $ANAISCBALCOUR at the Venmo at MZ-INEZ or through Zelle if you know my telephone number or email. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's always a great pleasure. And a big thank you to our worldwide and to those who are in the chat room listening in as well. And maybe you might have a topic that you'd like to discuss. You know what to do. Send me an email, letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and share what you care about, and that's on social media, all social media platforms, about the topics that I send out. I send it out to Instagram, to LinkedIn, to Facebook, and through text and through email. So you can't say, I didn't know. So I may get the thing out late, but at least you know what's going on. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you missed an episode, you can always go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. And again, for tickets on this weekend for the M4 Summit, the Men Message Mission Movement, Men with a Message on a Mission, Creating a Movement, you can get tickets with Dr. Monica Jackson. You can say that one more last time. .com/M4Summit, and there are 12 speakers that you'll be hearing over this next few days. So, ladies, gentlemen, email Dr. Jackson for tickets. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and ticket information. Again, thank you for joining in. If you got something on your chest, get it off. Release that pressure. Take that tension off. Let's talk about it. On Tuesdays and Thursdays with Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. We might be discussing your topic. You know who I'm is. You know who I've been, and you know where I broadcast. I've been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Inez.co Design. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram under the same, AnaIsevalCour. And you can send me an email, alexaradio@gmail.com, if you want to talk about it. And the thought of the week, not the day, but of the week, when you run by yourself, it is called a race. But when you run with God, it is called race. I know y'all would appreciate that because I said, oh, I like that. So I want to thank you all for joining us this evening. And as we close out today, I was going to play the Mission Impossible song. That's how it started. Because what is your mission? What you out there for? What you doing? Why? Why is you out there, as they say? Why are you out there? And as we learned today, it's not about us, but it's all about you. Amen, amen, amen.
Let me hear Los Angeles make some noise in this place! Call this one live, of course. Get up on your feet tonight. If you can't know that it's not about you, but that it's about Jesus Christ, the one who sits high in the throne, make some noise!
It's about Jesus.
not about us. Just think about it this week. It's not about us, but it's about Jesus. And your week will go so much better. Just put him first. Be still and know that he is God. And give all your problems to him. You won't have nothing else to worry about. So thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every one of you for joining us this fine evening on this Thursday, September the 21st, 2023. Be safe. Love on each other. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you know how to love yourself, you're going to love your neighbor even more. So thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you. Stay blessed. Be blessed in Jesus' precious name. And as we say, amen, amen, amen again. Love you all. Good night. Good night. Buenas noches. Adios. Gracias.